Voice America Radio Network News, I'm Darren Copeland. The head of Central Command says terrorism is emerging as the number one security threat in Iraq. General John Abizaid told a press conference at the Pentagon today that time, energy, and resources are being devoted to understand and deal with the problem. He said the group Ansar al-Islam has increased their level of operations. The U.S. considers them a possible suspect in the bombing of the Jordanian embassy in Baghdad earlier this month. The U.S. State Department says the group has close links to the al-Qaeda network. U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft defended the Federal Patriot Act in front of a group of law enforcement officials gathered in Detroit, Michigan today. The act was passed in the wake of the September 11th attacks and gives federal authorities greater investigative powers like surveillance and wiretapping. WDIV-TV reports that John Ashcroft says the act is a critical part of the war on terrorism.
All of these critical investigative tools provided in the Patriot Act, developed previously in other areas of the criminal law of the United States, help us to close gaping holes in our ability to investigate and thwart terrorists.
Local ACLU Director Kerry Moss says the Department of Justice is using the war on terrorism as an opportunity to grab more power and that the courts and citizens' privacy rights are suffering for it. There was a small group protesting outside Ashcroft's speech, and one person heckled Ashcroft before leaving the room. Some explosive pieces of history were found last night in a Leesburg, Virginia warehouse. Loudoun County Fire spokesman Mary McGuire says the FBI issued an alert about the explosives, which turned out to be from the Vietnam era. McGuire says the items were taken to a nearby airfield where they were safely detonated. She says the public was never in any danger. At this point, the fire department says it's not known why the explosives were left in the warehouse.
Men and women, do you remember when you were thin? You look great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno is a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism, all in one tablet. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism so you burn off more calories even while you rest. In clinical trials performed on the active ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs anymore, or try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, you'll melt away up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free trial. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. Call toll-free 1-800-482-6158. That's 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158.
The IRS this morning raided the Atlanta home of R&B singer Peebo Bryson. WXIA-TV reports that about a dozen agents entered Bryson's home in the fashionable Buckhead neighborhood in North Atlanta. Bryson was not home, and agents removed several items in an effort to collect on back taxes. The station reports the papers filed with the IRS indicate that Bryson owes more than $885,000 in back taxes dating back to the early 1980s. The IRS says they have exhausted all means of collecting information as well as revenue that's owed to the government. Bryson, a Grammy Award winner, gained popularity in the 1980s for his duet with Regina Bell called A Whole New World.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-Day Sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
The son of a former U.S. congressman is recovering after being assaulted in Oklahoma. Police say Gerald Watts, the 24-year-old son of Oklahoma Republican J.C. Watts, was beaten and stabbed near a residence in Norman early Tuesday morning. He was treated and released from a local hospital after receiving blunt force trauma and a stab wound. Arrest warrants have been requested for two suspects, but officials say they are still trying to determine a motive for the assault. J.C. Watts was the fourth highest-ranking member of the House Republican leadership before stepping down in January. Stocks hung on to gains after solid economic reports, including a surprisingly steep drop in weekly jobless claims. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 26 points to finish at 94.23. The tech-heavy NASDAQ increased by 17 points to 17.78. The S&P 500 pushed up 3 points to end the trading session at 10.03. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Cucumbers, jazz, Gwyneth Paltrow, and khakis. Speaking of cool things, how's your vehicle's cooling system stacking up for the summer? Don't sweat it. When I come back, I'll tell you how to chill out. We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com. It's hot, and you're working hard. You can't go another foot till you cool off. Aha, now you know how your car feels. In fact, overheating's the number one cause of breakdowns. Like our bodies have a cooling system, cars do too. They rely on radiators to keep their engines from boiling over. To properly cool, these systems must be maintained with correct proportions and levels of coolant water mixture. So this summer, think cool, calm, and collect the money saved by radiator check. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing all life's lies,
right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. Program produced by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us. The phone number here is 800-TALK-YES, 800-825-5937, or email us, MikeDMalloy@earthlink.net. We have some ramblings from Rumsfeld for you tonight with a sprinkle of General John Abizaid thrown in just to spice it up a bit. Yeah, Rummy was down in Colombia, made a quick trip to Colombia the first part of this week, and signed an agreement to start killing people in that country. by the way, Nancy Skinner, I got a solicitation today from her campaign, and I sent $100. Go to SkinnerTheWinner.com. She has an anonymous donor that will match all donations she receives by the end of this month up to $12,000. So if you got 10, 20, 50, or if you're really wealthy like I am, and want to send $100, she's gonna see $100 and say, Jesus, what did Malloy do? Sell all those, cash in all those bottles he had in the basement? Anyway, go to SkinnerTheWinner.com. Check it out. Read what it's about. Yeah, I know. None of us live in Illinois. Well, some of you do. And Nancy's running for the Senate from Illinois. But we need we just absolutely need to get the legislative branch of government back to. And I can think of no better person to represent the state of Illinois as a senator than Nancy Skinner. So if you would, no pressure, but if you would, SkinnerTheWinner.com. You don't have to live in Illinois, as you know, to contribute or to benefit from what a true Democrat like Nancy Skinner could do as a senator. So, like I say, no pressure. You do what you need to do. But I just want to let you know, I sent her $100, and I, you know, I, as her campaign progresses, we're still what, 14 months out. I'm going to have to reach in again, I'm sure. But everyone benefits from having a Wellstone senator in Congress, even if it is not the recently murdered Paul Wellstone. So think about it, okay? There's a new book coming out. Did you see this? This I don't know. It's crazy. Barr McClellan, Barr McClellan. That's the author's name. Yeah, that's Scott McClellan's father, Scott McClellan, who is the new White House press secretary, right? His dad has written a book, and in the book, it's titled Blood, Money, and Power, How LBJ Killed JFK. Scott McClellan's father writes that Lyndon Johnson was behind Kennedy's 1963 assassination. Now, the McClellan family, Scott McClellan is the White House press secretary, but he has a brother, Mark McClellan, who is a Food and Drug Administration commissioner. So this family is well connected. So surely Barr McClellan, the old man, would have the truth here, right? LBJ had Kennedy killed. No, not Bush. I know what you all have heard, that it was Pappy Bush and the CIA and the Joint Chiefs of Staff who were pissed off because Kennedy would not go along with Operation Northwoods, and they had him assassinated. But, you know, so here comes the truth from Scott McClellan's father, that it was LBJ that had Kennedy killed. Jesus. This next little item that I have here is really astonishing. This is from the Madison, Wisconsin newspaper, Madison.com. Did you all see this? This is incredible. Leslie sent this to me. This is in today's paper in Madison. First, I'm not laughing because it's funny. It's just, well, it is funny. It's cool. This whole story starts with an obituary. Sally Barron. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but this is the obituary from the newspaper in Wisconsin. Sally Barron, age 71, of Stoughton, died Monday, August 18th, after struggling to recuperate from heart surgery. She married James Slugger Barron and was a mother of Jeff, Jim, Joe, Judy, Maureen, and Pete. Grandmother to Kyle, Andy, and Reed. Jessica and Megan. Lucas and Cassie. Fletcher, Leslie, and Craig. She lived her married life in Montreal, Wisconsin, and moved to Stoughton to be closer to family after her husband Slugger's death. Sally attended college in Superior, Wisconsin. She worked outside the home as an assembly worker, waitress, cook, and dietitian. Mostly she took care of her family, especially Slugger, who got around better than he should have after a debilitating mining accident in 1969. She learned to cope with life's trials with laughter and smiles. She also held dear the Bertinoli family of Janesville, her in-laws and their families, various relatives, her grand dog Scout, and the Green Bay Packers. A memorial service will be held at Covenant Lutheran Church, 1 p.m. on Friday, August 22nd. Graveside services in Hurley, Wisconsin, will be held at a later date. Memorials in her honor can be made to any organization working for the removal of President Bush. Crest Funeral Service, 6021 University Avenue, is in charge. That last line, can you believe that? Now, that went into the obituary. So the Madison newspaper sent a reporter. And the reporter writes that when Sally Barron's family wrote her obituary, they described a northern Wisconsin woman who raised six children, took care of her husband after he was crushed in a mining accident, so on and so forth. Her family had come to the question of what might be a fitting tribute to her to put into her obituary. Her youngest son, Pete Barron, said, "My uncle asked if there was a cause, something that she was involved in. Almost in unison, what her children decided to include in the obituary was, memorials in her honor can be made to any organization working for the removal of President Bush." Miss Barron's daughter, Maureen, said she thought Bush was a liar. She said, "I think his personality, just standing there with that smirk on his face and acting like he's this holy Christian, that's what really gets me." The daughter, who lives in Stoughton, said her mother didn't trifle with petty neighborhood squabbles, but was attuned to significant policymaking at all levels. She'd always watch CNN and C-SPAN, and, you know, she'd just swear at the TV and say, "Oh, Bush, he's such a whistle-ass." She'd just get so mad, the daughter said. The decision to put the line in about Bush came easily, although several family members thought of it. There was some, how can we really say this, kind of laughter. It should be impeachment, not removal, Pete said, laughing. Removal can mean a couple of things. Joe Barron has no question that his mother would have approved. She just didn't trust that guy. She just really didn't trust him. That's pretty astonishing, isn't it, Kathy? I mean, the family, I'm a big family. So that last line, I'm going to post this on my website tonight, so check it out. Check it out. Memorials in her honor can be made to any organization working for the removal of President Bush. good for you, Sally Barron. Oh, my God. I love that. I also have a letter here written by, I guess, a young boy named Matt Little, who bought one of the Bush dolls, the Bush Combat, the Bush Naval Aviator dolls, right? Put out there by KB Toys. You all have been to KBToys.com. You've seen this. But apparently somebody bought it and was a little disappointed. The child's name is Matt Little. Dear Blue Box, that's the name of the company that makes it. With great disappointment, I'm returning the George W. Bush action figure, which you will find enclosed in this package. I'm seeking a full refund for this defective toy for the following reasons. Despite its billing as an action figure to pair up with my G.I. Joes, it was obviously not made to be a soldier. Never mind the lack of any scar on its face. The bigger problem is I can't find any weapons of mass destruction anywhere in the box. Heck, I can't find any weapons at all. Also, when I pull the string to make it talk, the results are muffled and unintelligible or make no sense at all. Is this supposed to be some kind of rotten joke on your customers? Plus, every time I turn the doll upside down and shake it, white powder comes out. What's with that? And even worse, my G.I. Joe dolls don't seem to like this one at all. I'm beginning to understand why. All last week, during the grueling sandbox battles in my backyard between my G.I. Joes and the hideous armies of Grog, the George W. Bush doll was missing. I thought it was lost for good, but then after my G.I. Joes won the day and made the sandbox safe again, there the Bush doll was, front and center, looking splendid and unruffled in pristine army fatigues. I'm certain you can understand my desire to return this toy to you. Your quality control supervisor must be asleep on the job. Frankly, I don't know why you even produced this doll in the first place. If you value your reputation at all, you will recall it immediately. And all this is terrible, but the worst part of all is that this is not the doll I originally ordered. I carefully filled out the order form, yet the toy I received was not the one I expected. I wonder how many other customers ended up with a different action figure than the one they requested. I hope the rumor that you cannot correct this error for two more years is untrue. Please either send me the action figure I ordered or refund my money. Mark Little. Matt Little. Well, good for you, young Master Matt. You turn it upside down and white powder spills all over the place. And when they're fighting in the sandbox, the G.I. Joes and the mighty armies of Grog, the Bush doll disappears. And then turns up looking splendid and unruffled in pristine army fatigues. Yeah.
There's all kinds of ways to treat substance. I understand that.
Breaks my heart for sore, and if ever I'm out of the prickly bush, I'll never get in it anymore. Oh, the prickly bush breaks my heart for sore, and if ever I'm out of the prickly bush, I'll never get in it anymore. Oh, the prickly bush breaks my heart
Here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel6.com. Next time you're goofing around on the internet, you know, in other words, the next time you're at work, click on over to Motel6.com for Click 6 Web Bargains. Those are special discounts at hundreds of locations that you can only get when you book online. Just look for the Click 6 icon at Motel6.com. And then get back to work. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light and the modem on for you. And a core hotel.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
The Tom Hartman Show.
The computerized voting machines in the last election. Our question is the theft of your vote. On our chat room here, Brain Shrub points out that H is the eighth letter of the alphabet. A is the first letter of the alphabet. So if you take that 18181, the exact number of votes that three different candidates in one county in Texas got on these computerized voting machines, and you simply convert it to letters, it becomes... Is it a conspiracy or a coincidence?
Okay, first of all, I wanted to say congratulations. We were elected to the White House by one of the narrowest margins in history. 63% of registered voters.
Wait a second. You wanted me to poll registered voters?
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, your animalogical super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
To see why people would call you up, you really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
Ready for a liberal helping of the truth? Here's Mike.
24 past the hour. Pam Spears sent this in. Hi, Mike. James Woolsey, former CIA director and advisor to Rumsfeld, was on the PBS NewsHour last night. Really sickening to hear him say not only do we need to increase our troops in Iraq, but he figures the Iraq so-called liberation will take as long as the Cold War. First time I found myself literally screaming at the television. Disgusting. Well, if that's true, Pam, that was, what, 45 years, 50 years, something like that. Oh, my God. John McCain is saying the same thing. You would think that John McCain would know better, a guy who spent time in a North Vietnamese prison compound, a guy who was tortured a guy who had firsthand knowledge and experience as to the inability of a major military power like us to successfully fight against a dedicated army using guerrilla warfare tactics. Now, I am not an expert on this sort of thing, but I think all military experts going back to the Chinese, up to Clausewitz, just whomever, they will all tell you the same thing. A small dedicated force fighting on its own soil will defeat any invader, with the exception of the possibility that the invader might use nuclear weapons or kill everybody in the country. So John McCain should know better. All of these politicians who are saying we've got to increase our troops strength, we've got to send more people to Iraq, we have to put more Americans in harm's way, the death and the destruction has to start mounting, we have to get it up to the tipping point of the American public, which is 50 or 60 dead Americans a week. What was the tipping point in Iraq, in Vietnam, that historians have decided that once it reached that point, the American public could no longer stomach what was going on in that country? What was it, 150, 200 dead Americans a week? We paid no attention to the dead Southeast Asians, whether they were Cambodian, Vietnamese, Laotian. It really didn't matter. But our people, we've got a wall in D.C., don't we, with 58,000+ names on it, of men who were sent by three administrations in this in our immediate history, two Democrat and one Republican, to die for nothing, absolutely nothing. I don't need to remind you that as short a period of time ago as a year and a half, Colin Powell was dancing on a stage with the Japanese foreign minister in Hanoi in drag for a variety show. They're doing it to us again, aren't they? Jody in Arlington Heights. These are interesting. That's why I'm sharing them with you. Jody in Arlington Heights writes in, Mike, I was listening to NPR today discussing the capture of Ali Hassan al-Majid, Chemical Ali. The NPR report said he was captured in the company of bodyguards. My question, why was he captured alive when Hussein's sons, in the company of a few bodyguards and a 14-year-old boy, all had to be killed? My guess is the weapons are soon to be planted and found based on evidence given by al-Majid. And isn't it interesting that every time some terrible setback occurs, this time the UN bombing, someone is captured? Where have they been storing these guys? Finally, Jody writes, I caught a little of Nightline last night. Ted Koppel was going a little crazy about the fact that the U.S. commander in Iraq, General Sanchez, had been quoted as saying, quote, this is what I would call a terrorist magnet, where America, being present here in Iraq, creates a target of opportunity, if you will. But this is exactly where we want to fight them. We want to fight them here. We're prepared for them. And this will prevent the American people from having to go through their attacks back in the United States, end quote. Now, somehow this was news to Ted, and he brought it up about three times during his conversation with his guests. Ted even went so far as to ask one of the guests, Richard Holbrooke, if he had ever heard of this as being a justification for attacking Iraq. The statement by Sanchez should make it clear to anyone that this administration sees no value in the lives of our soldiers.
Some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. The answer is bring them on.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
Walmart's long-running campaign to remain union-free got a big boost in the Canadian province of Manitoba yesterday, following an aggressive campaign by Walmart to dissuade its employees from joining the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. Workers at a northern Manitoba store voted by a 61-54 margin against unionization.
There's been an exodus of humanitarian aid workers from Iraq following Tuesday's truck bombing outside of the UN headquarters in Baghdad. All UN workers in the capital are moving to Jordan. UN staff into Crete and Mosul are also being evacuated for unspecified security reasons. In Afghanistan, aid workers have also found themselves under fire this week. 20 armed men invaded a camp of workers engaged in finding and disabling leftover landmines near Kabul, beating five. A group of staff with the UK charity Save the Children also fell victim to an ambush. Nobody was killed, but two were wounded.
Flight attendants with one of the nation's only profitable airlines say they want a bigger piece of the pie. Attendants with the Transport Workers Union at Southwest Airlines have gone without a contract for over a year. The union is hoping to win pay increases for its workers, who earn up to 30% less than their counterparts at other airlines. The flight attendants also receive no holiday pay and say they're only paid for time spent in the air, meaning that some Southwest employees work for more than 20 hours a week off the clock.
Discount chain hairstylist Supercuts will pay $3.2 million to settle claims it tried to purge the company of black workers. The case began in 1998 when a regional manager contacted the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, blowing the whistle. The EEOC identified victims in 11 states and Puerto Rico over the span of 5 years. They will all share in the settlement.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio show about animals.
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Wet and Stinky. We're looking at fishy fat cats and wealthy crustaceans. This is Bloodsucking Leech here, sending you algae-covered wishes and caviar-laying dreams.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
All right, 27 before the hour. Japan now is going to renege on its commitment to send troops to Iraq to
I was scared.
To assist in the aftermath of the war.
It's all over. The bomb
as a result of the bombing of the UN offices in Baghdad this past Tuesday.
Mary and the baby.
According to reports from that country, Japan is rethinking its commitment to military personnel.
I've got a shot for you, here, Steve.
Japanese official said the lack of security in Iraq left a question mark over where troops would be sent. And the first sent would be next year at the earliest, rather than what the Bush crime family has been saying. October. It's not just the Japanese, by the way.
It sure is.
The Poles, Poland has decided to withdraw its troops from the so-called high-risk area near Baghdad. The whole country is a high-risk area. No matter how you define it, it doesn't matter to me how you define it. The troops that are in that country that are not Iraqi troops are invaders.
He was the best.
You know, you keep hearing that the Iraqi people are thrilled that Saddam Hussein has been overthrown.
For a while,
you also are beginning to hear that they wish that the tyrant was back, because at least with the tyrant there, they could eat. They had water.
It's a nice night.
They weren't being shot down in the street.
We better be getting in. That wind is cold.
So they say. Anyway, Poland
bomb goes off.
Has decided to withdraw from what they call a high-risk area near Baghdad,
no, Anson,
leaving that
thing.
Territory under the command of U.S. forces.
That's not my field. I'm curious.
A senior foreign policy advisor to the Polish prime minister said we have ceded 1,000 square kilometers that would have come under control of the Polish command to the U.S. administration. Poland is scheduled, you see.
From NBC, X-1, November 6, 1955.
You're listening to the Golden Age of Radio. Warsaw has sent more than 1,800 troops to Iraq.
Today's news is filled with signs that the economy has slowed down, and there's continuing stories of layoffs and downsizing. But computer-related fields seem to be weathering the storm better than others. That's because almost every company needs computer-skilled people to keep its systems up and running. If you think you'd like a career in information technology, call 1-800-626-1300 for a brochure on computer-related programs of study at ITT Technical Institute. At ITT Tech, you can study computer networking, web development, computer drafting, design, and much more. You can keep your present job while you attend classes and still earn a degree in just 2 years. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, and career services are available as soon as you begin classes. So if you're interested in a career that might stand up to economic changes, call 1-800-626-1300 for your ITT Tech brochure. That's ITT Tech at 1-800-626-1300.
Which, as you know, has resisted.
Do you forget the names of the people you met last week, even people you met last night? How would you like to be able to walk into a room, meet 50 people or more, and recall all their names instantly? I'm America's memory master, Matthew Gerk, and I'll show you how to do it with the Rapid Recall System, the fast, easy memory improvement technology for busy people who are embarrassed by their bad memory. With Rapid Recall, I'll show you how to recall names, dates, facts, figures, numbers, even business and technical data in a split second and remember it for years. I'll show you how to lock information you see, hear, and read into
it
your memory if you need
it.
Give me just one short
States
hour, and I'll help you improve your memory so dramatically people will notice. Call now and try Rapid Recall risk-free for 30 days. 1-800-349-6747. Guaranteed or your money back. 1-800-349-6747. Call now and try Rapid Recall risk-free for 30 days. 1-800-349-6747.
September 11th, the attack on this country, 2001, and how quickly these bugs moved into place with the war resolutions against Afghanistan, with the USA Patriot Act, with the clampdown of civil liberties, the ending of certain civil liberties in this country, and the implementation of the plan to invade Iraq. Now they're doing it again. You see? Well, you see what happened, UN members? They blew up the UN building. They blew it up. We had nothing to do with it. Nothing whatsoever. Now, we need your help. Not in command and control. We just need the bodies. You see, the American moms and dads are getting tired of hearing about their sons being shot dead in Iraq. So we need some French boys there. We need some Germans. How about a few Russians? Maybe some Ukrainians. Oh, I know. Let's get some Nicaraguans, some El Salvadorans. How about a few Colombians?
Don't be so stupid.
Strategy
one of these days you'll get so mad at yourself, you won't speak to you today.
The United States hopes to tap into global outrage.
I almost did this time. Well, I said, looking myself right in the eye, which was kind of hard to do because there's a waffly place in that hall mirror. Well, you got to convert our furnace back to coal burner, I said. Because coal is going to be easier to get in this locality than fuel oil. So that's what I'm going to do. Where's my pipe wrench?
You didn't have a pipe wrench.
Huh?
What time
no,
is it?
You barred it for Mr. Toof and I gave it back. You never smoke a pipe anyway.
Oh, I see. I don't smoke a pipe, so you give away my pipe wrench. Well, will you permit me to keep my monkey wrench if I go out and buy a monkey?
Don't be ridiculous.
So
besides,
Rumsfeld,
I don't think you can change our furnace from oil to coal by yourself anyway.
Had a press conference today.
Or it would be if you didn't play Mr. Santa Claus with all my
with General John Abizay.
Well, you served me right for not putting the padlock on my tool just
Department
yet.
Of Defense.
You had one on at once, remember?
So,
I didn't need a key. All I had to do was hit a quack with a hammer and it filed.
Well, then why didn't you do it?
I couldn't. The hammer was in the tool chest.
Look, dearie, why don't you call the Wistful Vista Furnace
right?
Company? They changed our furnace from coal to oil. They can change it back again very simply.
Well,
no,
anyway,
sir.
Getting
I'm
back
strictly
to
a guy that
the U.S.
likes sitting things with his own hands.
Help.
I'm going to have to do it, too. Now you've given all my tools away.
No, I didn't give them away. I gave them back.
Talk about brass.
Anyway, we're getting off the subject.
I don't think it's going to work, though. Even though Negroponte, who everyone at the United Nations knows, all these ambassadors know, especially the ones from Central and South America, that Negroponte is a terrorist himself and responsible for mass killings in Central and South America.
America. Even though they all know that, they put up with this thug.
That's all right.
Because
I intended to change the
furnace
yesterday.
By anyway, George Bush. And whether they like us or not, of course, we have most of the nukes.
Oh, it's probably one of the neighbors. Come to get
and we will invade and destroy and kill you if you don't, if you're a foreign country that doesn't like what we're doing. But at the Security Council, there is still an awful lot of sympathy for the Iraqis and the UN mission, but little for the United States. Countries, according to the Chicago Tribune, countries that were once reluctant to support the reconstruction effort said today, they are more inclined to contribute money now, even troops, but only under UN command. Why do they hate us? Why do they not trust us?
Don't thrill me anymore. I travel with one watch, you know.
Bush.
You
big
Johnny, what doing? Remember that act where the guy rides the bicycle
Syria,
across the top
Germany,
wire,
Chile,
feet in
Pakistan,
the air, with a
countries that
on each
publicly opposed
was
the war in Iraq.
No, but it was my bicycle.
And it withheld help for reconstruction. All
for
said they would supply a support a new resolution
that's
ceding
amusing,
more control to the United Nations. Not the United States. So I think this attempt, even though obviously the CIA or the DIA or the NSC or whatever Bush clan family operation blew up the UN building in Iraq in order to go to the UN then, you see, this is the way they do it. Commit an act of terror, whether it's on U.S. soil or on Iraq soil or Afghan soil. It doesn't matter. Commit an act of terror. And then turn around and say, listen, you UN people, look what the bastards did to your building over there and killed all your people. We need some help because we're fighting terror.
What's a four-letter word meaning
we're fighting terror.
To a heel?
Her, that's
we're fighting terror.
Heel. Oh, sure, spur.
Syria's deputy ambassador said there's one thing I'm sure the Arab nations will not send troops to Iraq under a foreign occupation. And then he went on to say the Fourth Geneva Convention describes the responsibilities of the occupying powers, and one of those responsibilities is to provide security. The United States shouldn't have to ask for other troops to do the job. Well,
the way you sit around on your muscles all day, you'll wind up very broad-minded.
So that's...
You change the furnace, or it'll burn coal again.
That's
you might want to strip the doors and windows too, did it?
The Bush crime family
fuel will have to burn.
Is
the windows fit tight enough.
No, they
you
don't.
You know, they told the
our
United Nations
have a draft that would take
to kiss its collective ass that it didn't matter what the civilized nations of this planet thought the Bush crime family was going to have its war.
I didn't give them away. I'm merely returning to the rightful owner.
Well, wanted the oil resources in Iraq. We don't have to keep talking about that, do we? We understand that that's the case, don't we? So the Bush crime family told interested parties to piss off. The Germans, the French, the Russians, the rest of the world. Man, we don't need you. We don't want you. This is our gig, baby. This is ours. We're the ones who are going to control it all. And as a result...
I don't know anything starting, my dear. But I am entering Fiji, my Pekingese, you know.
800 Talk Yes is the number. Mark is calling from Santa Barbara. Mark, welcome to the program.
Stand there in the middle of your
hey, how you doing?
You tell us that you're finally exposing your people to a group association with common cane.
Yeah. I think so. It'll be good, McGee. She sees too much of people and not enough of other dogs.
I don't know. Patriotism to me is a very dodgy enterprise.
A funny looking mud like
beef
is bound to take a little risk.
Yeah, patriotism, who said it? Patriotism is the last refuge of scoundrels. That's where people hide. It's either religion or patriotism that provides the best hiding place for thugs, killers, liars, cheats, sneaks. That's why the Republican Party focuses so much on war and their fake religion, because it gives them cover. I mean, I believe that. I don't know if you believe it or not.
Oh, I do. It's like his
grandma.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, I've often wondered how you look with your ears pinned back, McGee. It's very becoming.
Boy, she was really pretty, wasn't she? Did you see her draw herself up for a full width?
Now, listen, it's about time you stopped talking about that furnace and began doing something about it. Better get into some old clothes.
You gave all the old clothes away to the Red Cross, remember? I'll put on the coveralls.
Yeah, give your coveralls away, too. You wore them fishing all summer, and they were adding no charm whatsoever to the atmosphere around here.
Well, I can't work around the furnace in my new clothes. I'll have to run downtown and get me a pair of coveralls. Gotta get me a pipe wrench.
Now, don't buy all the tools in the hardware
store. Hey, listen, Mark, I have to let you go. We're having some serious broadcast problems tonight. Mark, thanks for checking in.
What flavor?
Peppermint. What flavor? Now, hurry along so you'll be back in time.
I've gotten 150 emails in
here. Molly, you remember our Wilcox. He's the fellow that didn't used to have that mustache.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox. Don't mind me. He envies you that mustache.
I do not.
Yes, you do, you rascal. You've tried a dozen times to raise one like Ronald Coleman, and it always wound up looking like a race between two caterpillars.
We will either get this worked out, or we're just going to...
Well, he looks better with a bare face anyway, Molly. And I need money in my work.
What do you mean? Rebroadcast.
Well, I'm sensitive. And it helps me keep a stiff upper lip.
I do apologize for whatever is happening, but something is interfering with the broadcast stream.
Why a beard, pal?
When
you
meet a housewife.
But why a beard, McGee?
Somebody that don't look.
His face is
going
to fall so far, he's going to need a cushion under his chin.
Well,
that's a great idea, Faber, but it isn't necessary.
Oh, now you just say that. Hey, by the way, Mr. Wilcox, have you got a suit of coveralls that McGee could borrow?
No, I haven't any coveralls. Don't need
it.
Yes, yes, we know, we know.
McGee
is converting our furnace from oil coal, Mr. Wilcox. You know, fuel conservation.
Oh, yes. Did you check up to see which was best for this locality, Faber?
Why, certainly I didn't think I'm that dumb.
Oh, at least.
It's being transmitted. Apparently
him and his scraggly little mustache. I've drawn better mustaches than that on magazine covers.
From what I can ascertain, there may be some lead with our satellite feed where people are listening.
Okay, I'll get down to the Montana Department Store and get me some coveralls.
At the same time, they're hearing your show.
They stopped broadcasting that program 30, 40 years ago.
Well, maybe it's being redirected from space.
This reminds me of a movie, Contact.
I'm not sure. Maybe a very old radio signal. But no, it's something called the old time radio hour that somebody is broadcasting on the same frequency.
So anyone that can hear us right now.
Oh, hello there, little girl. I can't stop talking to you now. I gotta run downtown and buy me some coveralls. I said I gotta run downtown and buy me some coveralls.
Fine.
Because I got a job to do and I wanna get some
coals.
I'm gonna convert our furnace from oil burner to a coal burner.
Why?
Is that all you can say?
No.
Well, then say something else.
Fine.
Now look, sis, I'm a busy man. I got work to do. Might almost say it's for the government.
Why?
And don't ask me why. I'll tell you why. Because the government wants people to conserve fuel.
I know if you're on hold, you can hear it.
What do you mean, fuel?
Perfectly.
You mean if you'll do it, the government will be glad?
If
there's any bad puns to be made around here, I'll make them.
Captain, if you got some music that you can play for me.
To play on words.
Oh, my baby Granny does it all the time.
Because I feel like I'm just talking to myself.
Don't give me that celery salt, sis. Your baby brother can't even talk. How can he punch?
So keep playing on words, Sylvester.
Yeah. How could you
okay,
big brother?
Wait, I know.
Wait,
let me start another topic.
Then
we can bail out
of
that one.
Look, sis, you better roll along.
Oh,
I got
man,
to why don't you fix your furnace, mister?
I'll break it down for
well,
you, sis.
Again,
in war time, the Army and Navy and factories need all the oil and coal they can get, see? So the ordinary citizen has to try and use a little less.
I bet you you're an awful ordinary citizen.
Then we got a transportation problem, sis. Trains and boats are needed for hauling soldiers and supplies.
We got to cooperate
and use whatever fuel is handy.
I know it.
I'm going to have Kathy play some music.
My daddy says you're one of the most open-minded men he ever knew.
Go ahead and start some music.
And he says it's a good thing, too. Because if anybody's mind ever needed air and off, you're set.
From October 3rd, 1942, you're listening to the Fibber McGee and Molly Show.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your house over and over again every few years? Well, stop this endless cycle of painting forever with vinyl siding from Sears Home Services. Call Sears now for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-211-8002. Sears vinyl siding will make your home's exterior virtually maintenance-free. It has the attractive look of freshly painted wood. And best of all, with Sears, it's satisfaction guaranteed to your money back. So if you're tired of scraping, sanding, and repainting your house, call Sears for a free vinyl siding.
siding estimate at 1-800-211-8002. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Products and services provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. Put away that ladder and stop painting forever. Call Sears now at 1-800-211-8002. That's 1-800-211-8002.
Let's face it, you know you need new windows. Your energy bills are high, and your home isn't comfortable when your windows are drafty and noisy. So who can you count on for energy-efficient windows at a fair price? Sears Home Services. Call Sears now for a free in-home consultation and estimate at 1-800-211-8002. Sears vinyl framed windows have multi-pane glass that may help reduce your energy costs. They glide smoothly, tilt in for easy cleaning, and are virtually maintenance-free. And Sears makes getting your new custom-fit windows easy and affordable. Just call 800-211-8002.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Hi, Tom Baudet from Motel 6. Some websites use outrageous gimmicks to attract visitors, like click here and get three wishes. But at Motel6.com, they have Click 6 web bargains that save you even more off the lowest price of any national chain. And you can only get them when you book online. Sorry, no three wishes, but you will have more money. That's usually wish number one anyway. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you. And a core hotel.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday for Animal Celebrity Boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday.
Hear
sure that Doug made his confession that he used hair color.
Yeah, as I wasn't expecting to make it the treatise of the last month. Aren't you guys sweet?
I would recommend sticking with one color, however. Each month you'd have
I
want to
see you try the afro stuff.
Yeah, right. I'm going to do that.
I decided that it is not the color of the hair, but the head that it stuck to that's important. On the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday for Animal Celebrity Boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday!
They were all American citizens.
Don't give us that stuff, LaTrivia. If they were all Americans, you wouldn't have to talk Latin to them.
I didn't use Latin at the meeting. It would have been Greek to them.
And what's wrong with the Greeks?
Nothing. They're wonderful people.
Now, flattery won't get you any place, LaTrivia. Now, what was it, Greek or Latin?
It was both. I mean, it was neither one. We only talk English.
I think the FBI better be notified about this, Molly. When a gang of politicians have to meet secretly and talk things over in three different languages...
Never mind, Mr. Mayor.
You did right by telling us about this. If a bunch of foreigners are trying to get control of our state
politics... But apparently, So we're going to put some music on.
Do the Greeks understand Latin?
I mean, no. And why do I ever try to explain things to you people? Why do I?
We're just going to bail until we get this straight.
Oh, so,
Kathy, you want to learn some music?
Huh?
Okay.
What's that on the floor in front of you?
There's no point in me sitting here talking.
I don't see anything.
Oh!
Hey, what's
the idea?
Well,
there's just no point. Go ahead, put Pink Floyd on again, and we'll see if we can work this out during the break. Sorry about this. Okay, well, I guess it'll take a second even to get some music.
Why, that dirty.
Did he kick you hard, McGee?
Yeah.
No, but he didn't have any business kicking me at all.
Again,
we were just kidding.
I apologize.
Him.
I don't know what's going on.
Can he take a joke?
He can take it and he can dish it out, too. Now, put those tools in your coveralls away and get washed up for supper.
Oh, no, I got to get started to work on that furnace.
No,
I don't know if it's our fault or ABC Satellite that carries the program.
I called the Wistful Vista Furnace Company while you were gone, and they did it in an hour.
You mean the furnace is
all? It's all taken care of.
It is? Well, Simeonorum avuncularis.
What does that mean?
That's another Latin phrase meaning I'll be a monkey's uncle. Gee, I wish you'd let me do that work on the furnace, Molly. Oh, I love to do jobs like that. I was raring to go. Why, when I get a chance to do some handiwork, every nerve in my body quivers.
I know, dearie, and I've always admired you.
My handiwork?
No, your nerves.
Oh, good night.
Good night, all.
Gee, the McGee sure have a lot of company, haven't they? Well, we'll be joining them again in about a week or so here on the Golden Age of Radio Theater.
This in. If you would like information about the Golden Age Radio Theater and how to get in touch with other fans and collectors and some very, very enjoyable information, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Golden Age Radio Theater, Box 23276, Portland, Oregon, 97223. That's Box 23276, Portland, Oregon, 97223. Thanks for listening so long.
Does your vacuum cleaner read?
truth seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Mike Malloy is rational, and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired, too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you hate me?
Why don't you
put
something on that says he's a great goof liberal?
Goof?
You know, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. In a Pentagon news briefing, General John Abizade talked about the capture of Ali Hassan al-Majid, also known as Chemical Ali, one of the top henchmen in the regime of ousted Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein.
Chemical Ali has been active in some ways in influencing people in and around him in a regional way, and I think I would leave it at that.
Abizade said acts of terrorism are clearly being fueled by extremists, primarily in Baghdad and Tikrit. He noted that terrorist acts in Iraq are clearly a problem for us because of the sophistication of the attacks. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld was asked about claims that terrorists are coming across borders into Iraq to cause problems. Asked if they were state-sponsored terrorists, Rumsfeld said they are clearly not being stopped by their countries of origin. Security experts around the world are struggling to contain the biggest ever computer virus to hit home users and businesses. Email company Message Labs has reportedly intercepted more than 1 million copies of So Big F in the last 24 hours, the fastest known virus proliferation rate. Nina Maria Potts reports.
So Big is the third virus to hit computers around the world in the last 10 days, and it seems to be the biggest so far. Internet service provider AOL says it stopped more than 11.5 million copies of the virus since it was first spotted on the 18th of August. Email filtering company Message Labs says every one in 17 messages it's intercepted is infected, more than any other virus to hit computers globally so far. The So Big F virus is particularly resilient and is passed on through an attachment whose subject line changes regularly and looks innocently like a screensaver or configuration file. Security experts advise home computer users not to open any attachments they're unfamiliar with and update their antivirus software. Nina Maria Potts reporting.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of three herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
Police say West Virginians are getting edgy and jumpy from the rash of shootings around Charleston. Three people have been killed within the last 2 weeks. Kanoa County Sheriff Dave Tucker said three other non-fatal shootings in the last 3 days are being investigated to see if they're linked to the killings. He said a truck driver told police on Monday that someone in a van pulled in front of him, opened the back door of the vehicle, and fired a shot. Task force members are reportedly trying to locate the truck driver in Ohio as he left before he could be interviewed by police.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Several delegates to the Liberian peace talks in Ghana were injured today when the plane they were in failed to take off and its undercarriage collapsed. The Ghana Air Force plane carrying 44 people from talks between the Liberian government and rebel factions was bound for Liberia when the accident occurred. One of the passengers on board the plane said no one appeared to suffer life-threatening injuries. Ghana's international airport was shut down while the plane sat on its belly in the middle of the runway. Delegates to the talks signed a peace deal Monday and named a businessman as the head of Liberia's 2-year transition government. A steep drop in weekly jobless claims sent stocks higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 26 points to finish at 94.23. The NASDAQ increased 17 points to wind up at 1778. That represents the highest NASDAQ mark in more than a year. The S&P 500 pushed up 3 points to end the trading session at 10:03. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ask Shirley MacLaine, and she may tell you she was Marie Antoinette or even Zeus in another life. Believe that or not, I'll tell you about some real automotive reincarnations when I come back. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. You won't need a seance to see where your old car might have gone. Just drive to your new car dealer, because 12 million vehicles were recycled last year. Thanks to Open Loop Recycling, any scrap of steel liquefied in the process melting furnace can be reformed into any shape. That means fenders of old Crown Vicks or Caprices might reincarnate as hoods of brand new Mercedes. And like the mythological Phoenix, steel conquers its trial by fire and is actually strengthened in the recycling process. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
At sporting events, B, and you have three choices: banned, in designated drinking areas away from fan seating, or unlimited and not restricted. So I want you to think about it. Go to the website at sportsbyline.com and you can vote on that. Should beer and alcohol sales at sporting events be three choices: banned, in designated drinking areas away from fan seating, unlimited and not restricted? So think about that. And by the way, on our fan poll question, do you think college sports are totally corrupted, somewhat corrupted, or not corrupted at all? This is the final voting. 60% of you said somewhat corrupted, 37% said totally corrupted, and 3% said not corrupted at all. And some of the responses from you fans, and I hope you'll leave responses when you vote in our fan poll. One said even college wrestling is corrupted. Another said college sports are totally corrupted and should be abolished, like an earlier post had stated. College sports are a joke, and colleges should cease being the minor league for the NFL and the NBA. Another said they have just have to be caught in the act, that's all. And finally, if you dig hard enough, you'll find corruption. Some schools just have a little more money and are better at covering their tracks. Sounds like big criminals against the small ones. So a lot of response on that question, and I appreciate it. We're going to be talking in just a moment. He's here in the studio with us, with Tom Flores. I've known Tom for a very long time. When I came to San Francisco as a sportscaster on television here at Channel 4, the NBC affiliate, I got to know Tom at that point. And, of course, he is one of the few players and people, actually, to have won a Super Bowl ring both as an assistant coach, a head coach, and a player. And he did that all with the Raiders. Well, he's come out with a book called Tom Flores Tales from the Oakland Raiders, a collection of the greatest stories ever told. And here is a man who certainly was in position to tell those stories. And some of the stories that he shares about Al Davis, about the Raiders, about some of their colorful characters are really funny. And he is going to spend some time with us, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. And then in the third and final hour, we'll open up the lines. And when we do, it's 1-800-878-PLAY. Tom Flores joining us and you on Sports Byline.
If you're looking to find out not only what's happening in the wild, woolly, and colorful world of pro wrestling, but why it's happening and before it happens, you've come to the right place. I'm Dave Meltzer, editor of the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, and every Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific Time, you can tune in to listen to me and my co-host Brian Alvarez for Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Radio Network. We talk with the biggest names and talk with the most knowledgeable fans in the world. So don't forget to join us every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific for Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Channel 122 on Sirius Satellite Radio.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck, behind on your bills, frustrated, maybe even depressed? Is your relationship suffering because of your financial situation? You haven't taken a vacation because you can't afford it? You're working at least two jobs trying to make ends meet? You just got laid off from work and have buried yourself in credit card debt? If you think bankruptcy is your only answer, call Positive Return first at 800-300-1096. The program will have you debt-free in 1 to 2 years. Other programs take 5 to 7 years. Secondly, we will show you how to make an extra $500 to $1,000 per month on top of what you're currently earning. This will help you get rid of your debts even faster and get you into the positive cycle of life. Take action now. Call 800-300-1096 for a free confidential consultation. That's 800-300-1096. You owe it to yourself and to your family to get out of the negative cycle of life. Call Positive Return at 800-300-1096 today and be debt-free for life.
Remember that scholarship you were hoping for to help pay for your son's college?
Hey, Bill, your kid's running the wrong way.
Well, I wouldn't count on it. But there is something you can count on. We're College Loan Corporation, a company dedicated to helping you finance or refinance your college education with interest rates as low as 2.63%. Just call 1-800-2-COLLEGE today and find out how you can take advantage of the lowest interest rates in 40 years. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
Five Dime Sportsbook and Casino wants to know, are you ready for some football? Kick off the 2003 football season with Five Dimes, the premier offshore sportsbook since 1998. Call 1-800-305-3517 or visit fivedimes.com and find out what thousands of players already know, that no one gives you more plays or better odds than Five Dimes. Open 24-7. Five Dimes brings you the latest lines on more sporting events than anyone. In fact, Five Dimes offers over 1,000 wagering options on all sports every day. Just call 1-800-305-3517 or wager online at fivedimes.com. Want more? To get you started off right this football season, Five Dimes is offering an unbelievable 50% bonus to your first deposit. That's right, a 50% bonus to use on straight bets, parlays, football pools, or any of Five Dimes' famous exotic wagers. Just call 1-800-305-3517 or visit fivedimes.com on the net. More plays, better odds, more action. Only at Five Dimes.
This is America's sports talk show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
Tom Flores joins us on Sports Byline. Tom and I have been friends for a very long time, back when I came to the Bay Area as a sportscaster on television. And Tom was a coach, of course, the head coach of the Oakland Raiders. And our friendship has grown over the years. Tom went on to become the coach of the Seattle Seahawks. He's back with the Raiders as a broadcaster. And he also has a wonderful book out called Tom Flores Tales from the Oakland Raiders, a collection of the greatest stories ever told. And it says in the beginning, this book is dedicated to all the past and present Warriors who have worn or are wearing the silver and black. In particular, we remember the great Raiders who are no longer with us, including Lyle Alzado, John Matuszak, Dave Dalby, Hewitt Dixon, also Neil Colsey, Duke Osteen, Eddie Ertelatz, and the three original owners, Chet Soda, Ed McCaw, and also Wayne Valley. You will always be remembered. Your legacy lives on. What is it about the Raiders as an organization and everybody that has worn silver and black that makes it so different?
I just think it's the atmosphere that was created through the years by the organization. And, you know, and you have to give a lot of that credit to Al Davis when he came, because Al, you know how he is. He's always been a mysterious type of person and likes to be known as a kind of a mystique type of individual. But we never laundered our stuff in the public. Everything that was done, we tried to keep it in-house, and we allowed players to be Their personalities develop. Some of them a little wacky, but we control them as long as they did what we wanted them to do, and that was play football, study hard, work hard, and win football games, and don't embarrass the organization. You know, it's not a perfect system, but once you establish that kind of a legacy, that kind of an atmosphere, the players every year hand it over to somebody else, and it's going to be interesting to see, 10 years from now, whether that will continue, because today's modern player is a lot different than the players when I coached and when I played, as far as their commitment to an organization or their loyalties and their camaraderie.
Take me back to how you got involved with this organization first as a player.
Well, I came out of College of Pacific and now University of Pacific in Stockton, and I went to Canada and failed there. I had shoulder surgery. Tried out with the Redskins in 59, failed there. And then in 60, when the American Football League started, they were signing anybody. Oakland got the last franchise available. They were originally, it was originally given to Minnesota, but they gave it to Oakland. And a bunch of guys got together, a bunch of Chet Soda and Wayne Valley and Ed McGaw and about 20 limited partners all got together and put up, $5,000, $25,000 apiece, big money in those days. And we were born. And so I signed. There were 11 quarterbacks the first day of camp in Santa Cruz. We all couldn't get one picture. I mean, it was almost a zoo. And somehow we survived, we persevered, and who would have thought that it would grow to what it is today? We played our first games were in Kezar Stadium. And then we ended up playing in Candlestick, and then the last three games of the 60 year, and then the entire 61, then we started the little Frank Yule Field in Oakland. So I've been with them since day one, and that's what the book reflects from day one and all the way through my career with the Raiders.
Tom, let me go back to day one of the AFL and the Oakland Raiders as well. Those were very interesting days. The league was born out of a desire to take on the established National Football League. What was it like in those early days?
Well, we got second billing, third billing. I mean, we were behind the rodeo and the ping pong tournaments. Very rarely did we ever make any front page in the sporting news. San Francisco treated us like we were, they said, those guys. But most of the players were great. The 49er players, they were great. I mean, they were, because they respected our abilities. Our abilities weren't any different than them. Than theirs, but we didn't have as many good players as the National Football League did. So, and plus it created more jobs, and we weren't hurting anybody. We weren't hurting their gate at all. But it was we would be back east, and they'd look at us and say, "Are you guys professional football players?" And said, "Yeah." Sometimes we'd say we're truck drivers, and we would be paged once in an airport. We were paged as, "Will the Oklahoma Raiders please report to gate 2? Your plane is leaving." So funny things would happen like that. Some of the traveling, I mean, we would go back east and play Buffalo, Boston, New York, and our travel agent would stay in New York, and we didn't even know where we were supposed to go or what plane or what station we were to get off of when we took a train. It was a unique experience, and we were just having fun. The guys who were playing played because they loved the game, and we were having fun.
Yeah, I mean, there are stories about players when they got their paychecks, they go right to the bank.
Yeah.
With their uniforms and their cleats on.
Well, I never went with my uniform, but I went right down there. One time we went to the bank over by Lake Merritt in Oakland, and we sat there and waited until they had money, funds, and then we took it in cash. in New York City, Harry Wismer on the team, and there were checks bouncing all over town, and they had a little motto, "Let's get this one for the Jipper." Instead, but Harry Wismer was... He was an interesting guy. We played it in the Polo Grounds. Have you ever been? Do you remember the Polo Grounds?
I remember the Polo Grounds.
Oh, man.
Never been there, but I remember them.
It was dark and ugly, and they were, rat infested. And we'd be sitting there, and tonight's attendance, 25.
Okay, Mike. Oh, hello.
What, did it drop?
And somebody just said, "Hey, Mike." I have no fucking...
Mike, you're ready to go.
Here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's been cleared off. Maybe it hasn't. I have no idea what happened. I don't know if my microphone was open. I've got about 150 emails here that said we had a double stream going. And now I guess it stopped. And if my microphone was open when I used the F word, well, y'all are just going to have to deal with it, right? It is just too frustrating to deal with.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate check shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in, now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
The free in free markets is not an adjective, it's a verb. We must diligently work to free the market of conniving monopolists who try to lock it down and rule like autocrats. A century ago, robber barons like Rockefeller and Carnegie used their riches to put a chokehold on commerce, buying off governments and media while crushing competitors, workers, and entire communities. The monopolist is a brute, and that's why the populists and finally the Democrats and even trust-busting Republicans like Teddy Roosevelt responded to grassroots demands to free the market using such tools as anti-monopoly laws, labor reforms, and small business protections. But monopoly continues to rear its ugly head. Today, there's a new brute on the block, exerting more power over America's economy than the robber barons could dream of. It is Walmart. Behind the aw-shucks, smiley-faced demeanor portrayed in its ads, this giant is now not merely the largest corporation in the world, but the dominating economic power in our country, able to use its brute financial clout to monopolize practically any market it bulls into. Its monopoly exists because, first, it has grabbed a chokehold on the retail supply chain, able to dictate its price to the thousands of manufacturers that put products in its stores, even compelling these companies to lower their wages or to move their manufacturing to China. Second, Walmart doesn't play fair in the local market. When it moves into your community, it can drop its prices and lose money for months without affecting its overall profits, for it has thousands of stores. Your local hardware, grocery, pharmacy, and others can't do that. so they are crushed. Not by Walmart's work ethic or efficiency, but by its brute monopoly force. This is Jim Hightower saying, Walmart shrinks our economy, destroys middle-class wages, changes the face of our communities, and erodes America's values. It's time to free the market again.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's Mike Malloy.
Oy vey. Man, I'll tell you. I guess we're clear now, right, Kathy? All right. If folks are still listening, very quickly, call in 800-TALK-YES or email. And just let us know that that you're still out there. Or what the hell, I'm going to go hit the Jack Black for tonight. I have no idea what happened. All I know is our engineer or the part-timer that was trying to or was supposed to be there to keep an eye on things just walked out the door and left his post. Okay, just abandoned the ship. Now, I don't know what happened, why all these programs started overriding the signal, but it did. So anyway, we're back. I think we have it straightened out. I do apologize, especially for the nasty language. Apparently, my microphone was open and to the extent that at one point when the signal came back on, there's old Mike using the F word right on the electric radio. I apologize if it blew anybody's ear pads out, but my bad. But man, I'll tell you, when you are doing I don't mean to put too fine a point on it, but when you're doing a nationally syndicated radio show and streaming the internet and hitting the Sirius satellite channel 145, and all of a sudden this kind of stuff happens, you tend to lose it. You know what I'm saying? Kathy, did I take my BP medicine this morning? Yes, I did. Oh, good. Here's our upstate New York bureau chief and webmaster, Mark Marshall. So I guess you heard the F word, huh?
I'm calling because I want to hear more of that sports show there.
Yeah, right. I got news for you, pal.
Yes. I did hear it, and I was actually heartened. I'm having an equally frustrating technical day, so I felt better knowing that I wasn't alone.
Yeah, well, so. I just hate it. I guess it started happening about an hour ago. All of a sudden, just the entire signal. And again, it's human screw up. It had nothing to do with anybody trying to jam the signal, which is what I thought it was. You know, finally,
chalk it up to it's 21st century avant-garde radio. Where else can you hear Fibber McGee and Molly and Mike Malloy simultaneously
using the F word?
There you go.
Yeah. Well.
All right. Well, hang in. Hope the rest of the night goes better.
Okay. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate you checking in. Okay. If our webmaster checks in and says it's working, I guess it's working. Except I've just kind of lost the rhythm of the program now. You know what I'm saying? Just kind of lost the rhythm of the program. And probably 90% of the audience. God, I hate stuff like this. I just hate it. If it's a technological screw-up, okay, we can deal with that. But when it's the result of somebody not doing their job, then I just get so, so angry. So angry. Well, time to move on. We'll deal with this at the next staff meeting, right? Oh, God. All right. Now, I've got to try to figure out where in the hell I am. I have no idea. I've just started throwing stuff in here. You know me. If you're a regular listener to this program, you know how close I work to the edge and how... how easy it is to pitch right over, you know, just, oh, Jesus, there goes Malloy. But I don't think we've had a night like this. We got emails. We must have gotten 150 emails in here. People saying, well, they're playing Fibber McGee and Molly. No, they're doing a sports show. No, they're doing NBC News. No, I guess depending on what part of the country you were in, determined what you were hearing on our broadcast stream. Crazy, crazy stuff. Give me a second here to probably coming back after this break, we'll be able to settle down and get the program going again. So if you're on hold, stay with us. Everything's clear now. If you have plugged back into the stream, welcome back. Sorry for all the confusion, but this is Liberal Talk Radio. And we just kind of have to deal with this, don't we? Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
I've got 100,000 watts running through this microphone. And I can let your message ring loud and clear. Well, tomorrow I'd be gone. Because you can't say that on the radio. I'd really like to help you out. That's just the way.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
An author says you don't get to know dolphins by watching them in captivity. You only see their true character in the wild. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. Dolphins in captivity display amazing physical skills and obvious intelligence, but an author says you don't really know these animals unless you observe them in their own environment.
I've seen them in both situations. I've seen them in captivity, and I have seen them in the wild. And I have to tell you, there is no comparison between the behavior of a dolphin in a tank and the behavior of dolphin in the wild.
That's Brenda Peterson, co-editor of a new book called Between Species, which examines the relationship between humans and dolphins. Peterson has snorkeled with dolphins in the wild dozens of times. She says that's the only way to sense the intelligence of these animals and the complexity of their social interactions. She says you simply don't see these things among dolphins in zoos, aquariums, or other captive settings where the animals are usually bored or depressed. Peterson says wild dolphins even live longer than captive animals.
One would think that in captivity with plenty of food, with lots of veterinary care, and with all sorts of perks of safety, dolphins would live quite a bit longer in captivity than they do in the wild. In fact, they do not live any longer, and in fact, they don't live as long as in the wild. So one has to ask, is this really good for the dolphins?
Peterson argues that dolphins simply do not belong in captivity. She says zoos and other public attractions could use multimedia programs instead of live animals. And she says even those therapeutic swim with the dolphins programs, often meant to help sick or troubled children, are unfair to the animals and unnecessary. She says dogs or other domesticated animals can serve the same purpose without keeping wild animals in captivity. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.
You've got your green alligators and long-necked geese, humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget that unicorn.
Sunday nights, please, please listen to our show, because if you don't, Mark will not stop singing. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Justice and the American Way with Mike Malloy. Where else?
All right, listen, for all you people who are emailing in now and just gloating over the fact that I use terrible language on the air, back off, okay? All right, so it was funny. But we're back. Everything's straightened out now. Our chief engineer has come on the scene, and he is handling it. So sorry for all the screw-ups. Everybody, a deep breath. There we go. Bill is calling from Lexington, Kentucky. Bill, you've been trying to get through for the past four nights, haven't you?
Oh, a few nights. I'm not worried about it. Don't worry about it. Okay. It's no big deal. You've been getting some new callers.
I had left you. I noticed I'd left you on hold two or three nights in a row. My apologies, pal.
No.
All right.
Perfectly. It's forgivable. It's nothing you can do about it. I'm a very patient fella. I've been sending a bunch of emails and articles.
Yeah, I've been getting your emails and your articles, and thank you for all that.
And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for putting the one I sent you yesterday from Sojourners. That was about the religion.
Oh yeah, that was
a beautiful article.
Yeah, it was.
And I appreciate you putting it on your website, because I think it's very important that people get a perspective from somebody that knows what the heck they're talking about.
Yeah.
But anyway, I do appreciate your patience, and I do appreciate your show. I hope that you can at some point put on your resources the conceptualguerrilla.com website. That's an excellent website.
Yeah, it is.
Tom Hartman turned me onto that.
Mm-hmm.
That is one good website. A lot of good links on it.
Yeah.
And I do appreciate your work, and got to keep that keep the thing going. This. These guys are crazy.
I know.
They are nutcases that need to be put in a rubber room somewhere.
They're
out there on Mars, man. Mars is close enough; they can go back home now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But anyway, you have a good night.
All right,
and
sir.
I'll keep the emails coming.
Okay. Thanks. Right. Thanks for checking in, Bill.
All right.
All right, sir. You have a nice evening. I know one of the stories I want to get to very quickly before we come back to your phone calls. This Representative Bill Janklow, the only member of Congress of the House that is from South Dakota, he ran a stop sign the other night and killed somebody. And, you know, some more information on this thug is starting to come out. He's a Republican. The court records show that he was cited 12 times in 11 different counties for speeding from 1990 to 1994. No citations were recorded after he became governor a second time in 1995. You can bet your ass there's another 10 or 15. Jankow pleaded guilty to each of the incidences, acknowledging speeds of up to 95 miles an hour in 55-mile-an-hour zones. What else? Janklow has been involved in 7 accidents since 1992. Now he's killed somebody. Okay, killing somebody is bad enough. Did you know this guy is a convicted rapist, too? Now, I want you to remember, if you've seen the Chris Rock special on HBO, it's played several times. It's a couple of years old now, but it's a great special. Man, he just cracks me up. But in that special, he talks about how, look, black folks don't have any problem. He says, you want to see some problems. Look at the American Indian, Native American. Well, Janklow has a real twisted, sick history with Native Americans in South Dakota. Back in April of 2000, he called a U.S. Civil Rights Commission report on the condition of Native Americans in South Dakota. Janklow called it garbage and fiction, and blasted the report that labeled South Dakota race relations a crisis. Now, they're not talking about black and white. They're talking about white and red, okay? The report titled Native Americans in South Dakota, An Erosion of Confidence in the Justice System, was released in May of 2000 after 6 months of investigations into a series of unsolved murders of Native Americans throughout the state of South Dakota. Now, I want to share something. You just got to listen to this. Just listen to this. A hearing in Rapid City, South Dakota in December of 1999 by the commission, which was headed by Clinton's appointee Mary Frances Berry, Her testimony, not only from scores of Native Americans, but also local, state, and federal cops and lawyers about the many suspicious deaths. Six Indian men found dead in Rapid Creek over the 2 years prior to this report were investigated as homicides. Two Indian men were found dead in a field near Pine Ridge. Another Indian was stuffed headfirst in a trash can, dead. Another was run over by a white man in Sisseton, South Dakota. No suspects have been arrested in the Rapid City and Pine Ridge cases, but four young white men were released in the Mobridge case, and another white man got a light sentence for the hit and run in Sisseton. All the cases involved alcohol. The Civil Rights Commission report cites extensive data about the racist makeup of the problem, including the fact that the unemployment on the reservations is 85% compared to 2.7% in the non-Native population. Now, remember, this is back in 1999-2000 when we had a president, when we had an economy, when the unemployment rate in South Dakota was 2.7% for whites and blacks. For Native Americans, it was 85% unemployed. The report goes on to talk about four times as many Indians in jail in South Dakota as whites. Just on and on. But here's the part, and I'm going to post this at my website tonight so you can read the whole thing. But here's the part that just, like, oh, my God. Listen to this. Janklow rode to his fourth term as governor on the heels of the American Indian Movement occupation of Wounded Knee in 1973 when he said, as a candidate for attorney general then, quote, "The only way to deal with these AIM leaders is to put a bullet in their heads," end quote. He has also been convicted twice of rape, in 1956 as a juvenile and in 1967 on the Rosebud Reservation. He was convicted of raping a 15-year-old Indian girl, Jansita Eagle Deer, who later died under suspicious circumstances. He became nationally notorious when he sued author Peter Mathiasen and Newsweek magazine for repeating the rape story. But the courts threw out his $24 million libel suit, citing insufficient cause. I mean, rape and murder and speeding and accidents, and this guy represents North Dakota or South Dakota in the U.S. House of Representatives, a murderer and a rapist. Now, is this any different from anybody in the Republican Party leadership? And my answer to that is no, hell no. Janklow raping a 15-year-old Native American girl on the reservation. Convicted. And then mysteriously the rape victim dies. And because a writer in Newsweek magazine brought it up, this useless, useless waste of human DNA, Janklow, filed a lawsuit, which was thrown out by a judge. He said, man, you have no lawsuit here whatsoever. I mean, how disgusting can these people get? So earlier this week, Bill Janklow murders somebody at a stop sign using his vehicle as a weapon of death, slaughtered an innocent motorcyclist who was just going about his business. Janklow comes blasting through a stop sign at 75 miles an hour, they're saying now, and kills the guy. If he resigns his seat, maybe Bush will give him a job in how about the Transportation Department? I know. Put him in the Bureau of Indian Affairs. That would be good, huh? Jesus. Glenn is calling from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Glenn, welcome to the program. This is your first time calling?
Yeah, Mike.
Well,
it
you
is.
picked a weird night, pal.
It was a good night to get in, I guess.
Yeah. Well, that's true. I think we've lost 90% of our audience now because of the problems we were having with the broadcast. But anyway, you're here.
Oh, I listened as long as I could stand it, and then I went in and watched MSNBC for a while and came back to check, and you were back on.
Yeah, well, here we are.
And it was interesting. While I was there, I was watching the usual. There's a guy replacing Scarborough called Steve Malzberg. And,
oh, isn't he a piece of work?
Oh, God. You know, and they had two Middle East experts on there, and one was obviously in the pocket of the administration, and the other guy was trying to say, Syria has been trying to shovel us information. You know, and I'm not a, you know, an admirer of them, but we're not taking it. It's like we don't want any help. We don't want anybody to come in there but us. That's our little God's acre, you know.
Well, yeah, but do you understand that the State Department, the Bush crime family State Department, is about to seek another resolution from the UN, where the UN will send troops, the UN will provide money, and the UN, for the most part, is telling the Bush administration to kiss its collective ass. But that was one of the stories that I was doing right before we had the broadcast problems. The Bush crime family now needs help. And what they're doing, they're using the attack on the UN, the bombing that killed 23 people. They're using that. The Bush crime family is using that as leverage to say to the UN, look, they're killing your people. So don't you want to send some troops? Don't you want to send some money? Which leads me to believe that it was the Bush crime family that engineered the attack on the UN building to begin with.
Well, they want to keep control, and that's the problem these other countries are having. They're saying, well, if it's a UN operation, we don't want to be run by Americans.
Yeah.
And on our agenda. And as a side note, you were mentioned on MSNBC just a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
A guy named Joe Connison, who's written a book called Big
Right.
Lies.
Yeah, I've known Joe for quite some time, yeah.
Yeah, and this Malzberg guy, he was saying that the media conglomerates, which are run by the big money and big business, don't give liberals a chance. And he was going, well, tell me who. Well, give me a name. You know how they try to pin them down.
I know.
And he goes, well, okay. And Randy, I think, Robson, and he said, and Mike Malloy, it was a big success in Chicago. He got on Clear Channel, and they just didn't want to have that message out, and they put the lid on him.
Well, yeah. What, here's the weird part of that story. When Joe Connison and Gene Lyons wrote the book, The Hunting of the President, and it came out in 2000. I had the early 2000, February, March. I had them on, both of them, Gene from Arkansas and Joe from New York. And I had them both on. We were having a nice conversation about the book. And that was on a Thursday night. The next night, now I already knew that the next night would be my last night. I had worked out a deal with ABC where I would get to say goodbye. A lot of when they fire people or when people leave, you know, you're listening to somebody one night, the next night they're gone, you never know what happened. So I had, it's a long story, but to make it very short, the next night when I finished up my program, the last half hour, I said my goodbyes and that was it. I got a call from Joe the next day. He said, Jesus, God, I hope it wasn't because you interviewed Gene Lyons and I that you got fired. I said, no, not to worry. It was, I'm way too liberal for the ABC radio network and apparently way too liberal for WLS in Chicago. So that was the end of that. But that's what Joe was referring to.
Yeah, and he dovetailed right into your story about the former South Dakota governor, this representative guy that brags about speeding.
Yeah, did Joe mention anything about this guy had been convicted twice of rape?
No, but he was talking about the conservative hypocrisy on moral issues.
Absolutely.
And he was talking about Coulter. He was being questioned about Coulter when he brought that issue up, and so I just found it, you know, it was a good mix tonight. So I'm sorry you were off the air.
Well, I'm glad you caught that. We're going to try to get Joe on this program to talk about his new book that I have not read yet. But
Big Lies, that's a good title.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Glenn, thanks for checking in. I'm glad you called. I hope you're going to be a regular.
Yeah. Oh, I have been.
Caller.
I'm a friend of Tom's, Tom Hartman. I'm an ADD coach, and I'm a friend of his. And so I.
Oh, great.
I kind of got interested in you from that, and now I don't watch television much anymore. In the evening, I come here and catch the stream off the internet.
Well, bless your heart. Thanks a lot for checking in,
Glenn.
All right, sir. Take care. Do take care. Ah. Luke is calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. Hey, Luke.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Oh, well, my ears have quit ringing now. Thank you. but one thing I wanted to bring up is for all your listeners is if you've been enjoying this week watching Janine Garofalo on Crossfire.
Yeah, how about her?
Which, she's done great. And I tell you, that's one thing we need to do is email CNN and tell them that we like her.
Boy, she just, what's that little boy with the bow tie? What's his name?
Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, she just whipped Tucker Carlson's ass a couple of times that I saw.
I was just hoping it had been Novak once. I wanted to see her just absolutely wipe the floor with him.
Oh, she just turned Tucker Carlson every way but loose. And the one time that I caught her, I caught her twice, just a few minutes, because that program's on right about the time that I'm heading for the studio. But I saw her, I think it was yesterday, where, you know, she more or less told him to shut the hell up while she had her say. And, boy, he just retreated like a scared puppy. I like her. I think she's good.
I tell you what, she's one of those people that she's out there pushing her convictions. You know what I mean? It's not she just doesn't talk and walk away. She's staying there with it.
Yeah, that's right.
Couple things. One, I got my call tonight from I use Walden Books that apparently Mr. Franken's book is out.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
I got my call that my copy's waiting for me.
that's great.
And, did you read the thing in is it Newsday or the Post or what? The Russian Malloy column. They had a thing about Joe Connison. He was talking about him a minute ago.
Yeah.
That apparently Joe Connison was supposed to be on one of the MSNBC shows the other night with Ann Coulter, and apparently when Ann Coulter found out, she backed out.
Oh, really?
And then also apparently that he's already, I don't know where this came from, but they said that apparently it's already been made known that Joe Connison will not be invited on Mr. O'Reilly.
Oh, no, they're terrified of him. Joe Connison is another one who will absolutely kick ass and take names.
Oh, I tell you, the other one tonight I saw, we talk about MSNBC, I tape things, you know, when I'm out working,
right.
So I can watch the stuff. Well, I got in the and just as I turned the TV on, they were carrying Buchanan in the press. But Buchanan in there tonight. Guess who his guest host is?
I know. I saw some of that,
and
too.
And I'm sitting there going, with what's going on in California, he should not be allowed to get anywhere near a TV unless he, you know.
I hear that. Hey, listen, Luke, here comes the commercial. Thank
okay.
you, sir. All right. You have a nice evening. Appreciate you checking in. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Thousand dreams away from that reservation
room. Mom, Dad,
someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it?
You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day. Don't like the sound of that?
Tuck, you got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when? Questions. They're the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-729-6686 for more information. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-Day Sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Hi, folks. Jesse Ventura here to talk to you about InPhone, the advanced, enhanced, totally modern directory assistance available all across this great country of ours. Just dial 888-411-1111, and the super-friendly operator will help you access phone numbers or movie times, even driving directions to the theater. So call InPhone at 888-411-1111 and tell them Governor Jesse sent you. InPhone, how can we help you?
Only 89 cents for any call up to 15 minutes. Only 5 cents a minute after that. Your first 5 calls are free.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Selsun Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Selsun Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue. Uses directed.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better. He's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Hoffman Estates, Illinois, posting on our message board.
The doorbell rang, and I answered the door. Just as I finished posting how fed up I am with Bush, what a surprise. The guy standing in front of my door was very Republican look about him. His first words to me were, "Hi, I am your Republican precinct captain." Boy, has this guy got the wrong address, I said to myself. But not before I made it known to him that I consider Bush a menace to America. He started squirming and glancing around the front of my house. Our junkie responds. He says, "I remember when the only people we had to worry about meeting on our doorsteps were Jehovah's Witness crusaders. Now we have right-wingers. That's really scary." How to scare off door-to-door Republican visitors. And Klaus adds, "Well, answering the door naked can have the desired effect."
For Christ's sake, will you cover yourself?
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network. Tune into IE America Radio Network weekdays for the best in progressive talk radio.
The Tom Hartman Show.
That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
The Radio Free Speed Zone.
Welcome, one and all. Tony Trupiano with you on this Tuesday afternoon. Hope everything is well where you're at. It is okie dokie where I sit.
Family Talk.
This is Family Talk with Dr. Mike Riera.
The All-American Talk Radio Show.
All-American Talk Radio with Peter B. Collins and Peter Laughlin.
The Mike Malloy Show.
I know I have a reputation of being fiery, hard-edged, passionate, outspoken, opinionated, and sometimes explosive. And that reputation is well-deserved because I am. I'm a liberal with a microphone, and that makes me dangerous.
For more information on these shows and other shows, or to listen live, visit us on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Doing talk radio right from the left, it's Mike Malloy.
Hi, five before the hour. We're at 800-TALK-YES. So I guess from what I'm getting from folks who stayed tuned during all the chaos, you were getting Fibber McGee and Molly and then some cheesy sports program. Of course, they're all cheesy, all sports programs. I'm sorry. Sports talk, God, is there anything worse? That's worse than Limbaugh, and that's saying something. Any kind of sports talk is worse than right-wing talk radio. It's unbelievable. But anyway, that... Fibber McGee and Molly, then NBC News, NBC Radio News. It was real radio chaos out there. I hope you all had a good time. Of course, the fun with something like that, if you're a regular listener to this program, you know that when I'm on the air, depending on the night, you know, I can be pushed right over the edge very, very easily, or not at all. You know, some nights I'm like a rock. But when there are technical screw-ups like that, that are just like gremlins, or, you know, I immediately get paranoid and think, okay, they finally got us. I get real tense. And, you know, being Irish and Italian,
he's stereotyping now.
Yeah, that's right. I'm stereotyping. I know, because I come from Irish and Italian stock. And I'll tell you, the two in combination are fairly lethal. But we cuss a lot. We just do. I'm sorry, you know. I very seldom do I hear other ethnic or racial groups cuss as much as Italians and Irish Italian combination. Now I don't want to get a big debate going here because I know a lot of ethnic groups, racial groups can swear up a storm. But when you're listening to this program and things screw up, things go haywire electronically or web streaming or whatever, it's always worth it to stick around and see what's going to happen. Because in the background, when you're listening to three different programs and everything is screwed up, chances are you're going to hear me accidentally leave the microphone open, which I did tonight. And there's no telling what sort of profanity or obscenity is going to come out of my mouth. And that, you know, that probably very much offends people who listen to this program, think, well, I think I'll listen to some liberal talk tonight. And then they hear a stream of ugly words. Yep, oh, that's the reason I don't listen. Goodbye. So, all right, it's all cleared up. If you're on hold, please stay. We're going to come back and do the final hour of the program tonight. Very serious talk radio. So stick around. I'm Mike Malloy.
listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Brendan was spending the afternoon helping me pick out furniture for the new place.
The ladies are doing a little furniture shopping, are they?
That's scary. I hope you didn't make any choices without a professional.
Beanbag chairs for everybody.
God help us. Bearskin rug.
I put the car in swinger, baby.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. The head of Central Command says terrorism is emerging as the number one security threat in Iraq. General John Abizaid told a press conference at the Pentagon today that time, energy, and resources are being devoted to understand and deal with the problem. He said the group Ansar al-Islam has increased their level of operations. The U.S. considers them a possible suspect in the bombing of the Jordanian embassy in Baghdad earlier this month. The U.S. State Department says the group has close links to the al-Qaeda network. U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft defended the Federal Patriot Act in front of a group of law enforcement officials gathered in Detroit, Michigan today. The act was passed in the wake of the September 11th attacks and gives federal authorities greater investigative powers like surveillance and wiretapping. WDIV-TV reports that John Ashcroft says the act is a critical part of the war on terrorism.
All of these critical investigative tools provided in the Patriot Act, developed previously in other areas of the criminal law of the United States, help us to close gaping holes in our ability to investigate and thwart terrorists.
Local ACLU Director Kerry Moss says the Department of Justice is using the war on terrorism as an opportunity to grab more power and that the courts and citizens' privacy rights are suffering for it. There was a small group protesting outside Ashcroft's speech, and one person heckled Ashcroft before leaving the room. Some explosive pieces of history were found last night in a Leesburg, Virginia warehouse. Loudoun County Fire spokesman Mary McGuire says the FBI issued an alert about the explosives, which turned out to be from the Vietnam era. McGuire says the items were taken to a nearby airfield where they were safely detonated. She says the public was never in any danger. At this point, the fire department says it's not known why the explosives were left in the warehouse.
Men and women, do you remember when you were thin? You look great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno is a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism, all in one tablet. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism so you burn off more calories even while you rest. In clinical trials performed on the active ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs anymore, or try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, you'll melt away up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free trial. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. Call toll-free 1-800-482-6158. That's 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158.
The IRS this morning raided the Atlanta home of R&B singer Peebo Bryson. WXIA-TV reports that about a dozen agents entered Bryson's home in the fashionable Buckhead neighborhood in North Atlanta. Bryson was not home, and agents removed several items in an effort to collect on back taxes. The station reports that papers filed with the IRS indicate that Bryson owes more than $885,000 in back taxes dating back to the early 1980s. The IRS says they have exhausted all means of collecting information as well as revenue that's owed to the government. Bryson, a Grammy Award winner, gained popularity in the 1980s for his duet with Regina Bell called A Whole New World.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
The son of a former U.S. congressman is recovering after being assaulted in Oklahoma. Police say Gerald Watts, the 24-year-old son of Oklahoma Republican J.C. Watts, was beaten and stabbed near a residence in Norman early Tuesday morning. He was treated and released from a local hospital after receiving blunt force trauma and a stab wound. Arrest warrants have been requested for two suspects, but officials say they are still trying to determine a motive for the assault. J.C. Watts was the fourth highest-ranking member of the House Republican leadership before stepping down in January. Stocks hung on to gains after solid economic reports, including a surprisingly steep drop in weekly jobless claims. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 26 points to finish at 94.23. The tech-heavy NASDAQ increased by 17 points to 1778. The S&P 500 pushed up 3 points to end the trading session at 10.03. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Cucumbers, jazz, Gwyneth Paltrow, and khakis. Speaking of cool things, how's your vehicle's cooling system stacking up for the summer? Don't sweat it. When I come back, I'll tell you how to chill out. We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first, until we tested 6 Tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today, or visit TornadoAir.com. It's hot, and you're working hard. You can't go another foot till you cool off. Aha! Now you know how your car feels. In fact, overheating's the number one cause of breakdowns. Like our bodies have a cooling system, cars do too. They rely on radiators to keep their engines from boiling over. To properly cool, these systems must be maintained with correct proportions and levels of coolant water mixture. So this summer, think cool, calm, and collect the money saved by radiator check. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. 800-TALK-YES is the number. Before we do these sound bites from the psychopath Donald Rumsfeld today, was it today? Yeah, it was today. Again, Rumsfeld was in Colombia the first part of this week. He snuck down there to set up a deal with the murderous regime that runs Colombia. Look for the matter of fact. Oh, what the hell is his name? I'm drawing a blank. I've got it here someplace. But anyway, what Rumsfeld is trying to start is one of those let you and him fight kind of deals. He is trying to get the government of Colombia to go to war with the government of Venezuela. You know, the so-called left-wing guy, remember? The one that Chavez, that the Bush crime family tried to overthrow. So the story now that Rumsfeld is spreading down there, you know, he goes down to Colombia. Colombia is now, I think, number two in terms of military aid from the United States. Israel is first. Egypt was second, but now Egypt's been bumped to third place, and Colombia is the number two country that gets U.S. Military aid and soldiers. That's, you know, we're not supposed to know about that, but the U.S. military is fighting In probably the longest civil war or insurgency in the Western Hemisphere. It's been going on now for, what, 35 or 40 years. But anyway, Rumsfeld goes down there, cuts deals very quietly because he wants Colombia to invade Venezuela. Or if not invade Venezuela, he wants the Colombian right-wing military government to send paramilitaries into Venezuela to destabilize that country and overthrow the government of Hugo Chavez. I'm telling you, I'm not telling you, you know this already. It is imperative that we get this regime out of office in this country. The damage that's being done is going to take 25 years, if that, if we can recover in 25 years. It's going to take that long to recover. What this Bush crime family has done so far, God help us of what these pigs have planned for the next 17 months until he gets thrown out of office. But I'm telling you, it's going to take... I won't be alive. I mean, it'll be beyond my lifetime before the damage that's being done by the Bush crime family is repaired, before the reputation of the United States is restored, before this economy is salvaged. Oh, my God. I if there is a just God someplace, I don't care if it's a he, she, or it, there will be trials in this country. All of these pigs, the Abrams and Rumsfeld and Pearl and Cheney and Wolfowitz, these people would be brought to justice. But there is no God, so there's no point even thinking about that. They will not be brought to justice. They will be recycled 20 years from now when they're all dead. They will be resurrected for the next right-wing government that takes over this country. People like Henry Kissinger, Elliot Abrams, Wolfowitz, Pearl, these people never die. They don't die. No matter how many wooden stakes are pounded into their hearts when they're sleeping in their coffins at midnight, they wake up in the morning, pull the stake out, push open the coffin door, get out, and commit more murder and mayhem and chaos and destruction on this planet. No matter what we do, you know, silver bullets, stakes, it doesn't matter. You know, hold a cross up, get garlic. Even holy water doesn't work. These people spit on holy water. Holy water, pih, on your holy water. You know, nothing. This is where the Catholic Church is failing all of us. You know, if there was any truth to the Catholic Church, all you'd have to do is sneak up behind Rumsfeld or Abrams or one of these people, because they are demons from hell, and just splash them with holy water. They would just, I'm melting! I'm melting! But it doesn't work. Oh, where am I? Oh, jeez. Tim is calling from Santa Fe. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tim. I'm Tim.
Yeah, you're Tim.
Yes. You got a religious subject, so that's good.
Yeah.
My comments are about the Ten Commandments. Is that in Alabama?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I watched a little TV today, and I watched people. They're just a screaming match on some of these MSNBC shows. People screaming about the Lord Jesus Christ or something. I don't know.
Yes. And what I never heard, you talk about the Ten Commandments. Most of them are pretty good. You know, don't cheat on your wife. Don't steal.
I think all the commandments suck, and I'll tell you why. Of the Ten Commandments, probably six of them are about this arrogant God that the Jews and the Christians and the Muslims seem to want to fall down and worship. But, you know, Ten Commandments are stupid and ridiculous. If you want a code of conduct, go to the Code of Hammurabi, go to ancient Chinese texts, and forget this hysterical, lying mythology that comes from Judaism and Christianity. It is the Ten Commandments are misogynistic. They are jealous. They're loaded with jealousy and rage and anger and hate. To hell with the Ten Commandments, okay?
Yes. And so what business is our government telling us whether we should worship a Sabbath, keep the Sabbath holy?
Yeah, what's the Sabbath?
What is the Sabbath? Yeah, is it Saturday or
right,
Sunday?
Right, of course.
What business is our government to tell us if we should worship idols? There are millions of people in this country who have idols. There's Shintoists, there's Buddhists.
I know.
Yes.
There's so people who worship. There are people who worship Rush Limbaugh.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. It's not their business. Tim, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate it. This situation over here in Montgomery, Alabama, if I were 20 years younger, I'd probably go over there and just, I don't know, what, probably wind up in a fist fight with some of these Christers over there or these religious folks who have come from all over the country now. They're coming. They're just like so many of these right-wing slimy Christians do. They come sliding out of the woodwork just from all over the country. Well, I'm going to go down there to Alabama because you know what they're trying to do down there? They're trying to make God go away, and I'm not going to stand for that. You know, oh, man, you want to sit them down and buy them a cup of tea and just say, hey, take a deep breath. It's all a joke anyway, okay? Don't take it so seriously. But what is going on in Alabama is just, I mean, it's incredible. Here you have the chief judge of Alabama Supreme Court telling the U.S. Supreme Court and the federal court system to go screw itself. I'm not going to follow the law. I'm not going to obey the law. I'm not going to obey interpretations of the law. I'm not going to follow judicial orders. Nothing. I am Roy Moore. I am above the law. I am the best. Jesus is my best friend. And I know God, and I know God's wife. I know their kids. I know them all. I don't have to do any of this stuff. Do you understand me? This is why I hate religion. I am not saying I hate spirituality. I am not saying I don't believe in the alleged teachings of people like Christ and Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr. and Nusrat Ali Khan. Okay? I'm not saying that. I'm saying religion sucks. Do you understand me? It's awful. This planet is waist deep in blood as a result of religious wars and hatreds and killing and butchery and murder. And I'm sick of it, tired of it. And it's usually people of the book who do the most destruction. You know what I'm saying? The Jews, the Muslims, and the Christians. Go back and read the Old Testament sometime. You know, just go ahead. Read the. I think the Jews, Muslims, and Christians all agree on the Old Testament. Oh, that's the word of God. Yeah, go read it, and see if you want to worship a psychopath. The way God is described, a psychopathic, schizophrenic maniac. I'm going to worship that? No, no, I don't think so. Cross the River Jordan, go into Canaan land, and kill everybody. Butcher them. Rip their heads off! No thanks. No thanks. I think I'll turn to the east and meditate on my navel. No thanks. Goodbye. Adios. Charles is calling from San Diego. Hey, Charles.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi, Charles.
Mike.
Wait a minute. This is your first time calling the program?
Yeah, it's my first time
calling.
Well,
welcome aboard.
Hey, I love you. I love you. You are a breath of fresh air. It's so much fun. I listen to you as often as I can.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You know, I was going to talk about something else, but just to keep on the thread with religion,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if your listeners are aware of it, but landoverbaptist.org.
Oh, yeah, the great website.
Yeah, it's just one of the best places to find out what these nuts
Betty
really
Bowers.
Think.
Yeah, Betty Bowers. I love Betty Bowers.
Doesn't anybody?
If I weren't married, I would ask Betty Bowers to marry me.
Yeah, I bet you would.
Oh, my God. She is just an outrage. I love her to death.
I love the hate mail, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
The hate mail's great.
But you know, what I really wanted to ask you about, though, was if you're in negotiation with Anshel.
No, I have a fairly solid job right now. You never know what's going to happen in this business. I've been following the Anshel story very closely because a very close friend of mine here in Atlanta, John Sinton, is their CEO. So I know, and I know Shelley and Anita Drobny, but no, I do not discuss, as long as I'm employed and have a contract with IE America Radio.
Well, wouldn't it be kind of a contractual deal where you do both or something like that, you know?
You never know.
It seems to me, you know, we really need a powerful voice for what I really believe is the majority of Americans, you know, who believe in freedom and democracy.
Right.
And, you know, and all the things that you know, make our country great.
Right.
And not these bastards who are in charge right now. Can I say bastard?
I guess you just did. You said it twice.
I was kidding.
Well, see, IE America Radio Network is the liberal progressive radio network.
Oh, it absolutely is. Yeah.
In the country. And I hope there would be an Anshel. I hope there would be four or five. liberal networks get together.
Well, Sky, you know, I'm just hoping for just some sort of networking that even with IE and Anshel working together or something, you know, just so we can get our voices heard, you know, because we're so inundated with this nonsense from Limbaugh and Hannity and all this crap.
I know. The more voices, the better. Absolutely. I hope, you know, in a just world, there would be more than one liberal network, and all of them would be powerful. It'll happen. It is going to come. It is going to happen.
You know, I sure hope so. If it doesn't, I think we're in big. Well, we already are in big trouble.
Up to our eyeballs. Hey, Charles, thanks for checking in, pal. Hey, and listen, don't be a stranger.
Yeah, I won't. I'll call you again.
All right, take care.
Thanks.
All right, you have a nice evening. Quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Fear of state religion, that's not what we're going for. We don't want for one governmental religion. Government will never, you know, say this is the religion. We're free from society for religion.
Here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Show. According to Abbas, immediately after Bush promised to speak with Sharon about the siege on Arafat, Bush said, quote, God told me to strike at Al-Qaeda, and I struck them. And then God instructed me to strike at Saddam, which I did. When God specifically whispers in someone's ear, I want you to go kill those people, and they go ahead and kill somebody, what do we do with those folks? We arrest them, they are jailed, in some instances, executed. We immediately identify them as crazy. You know, Ashcroft is going to say,
wait a second, George. God has been talking to me. God told me. Not you. God told me. These people are crazy.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
Animal Talk. Not your father's radio program, take 47.
Tune into Animal Talk this Sunday.
Yeah!
Animal Celebrity Boxing.
We're gonna kick some butt!
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
What a cat!
And that dog on ice, Tonya Harding.
Tonya Harding, she'll fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Boys, come on!
I'm calling about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off...
Why?
...is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
The course of this conflict is not known, yet its outcome is certain. God is not neutral.
Past the hour. King David, who is the king of the Woodstock Nation, is checking in. Hey, David.
Hello. Hey, if they jam you with Fibber McGee and Molly, you know they've just brought out their big artillery against you. You're doing right.
Again, I have no idea what happened, except it was an engineering screw-up, and our chief engineer is on the site in Detroit now, and he's got everything calmed down and fixed. Bless his heart.
And as I understand, oh, by the way, Dennis Kucinich is speaking with Jon Stewart as we speak, right?
Really? All right, everybody switch to the Comedy Channel, quick. No, that's all right. I don't mind at all. I figure people can flip back and forth and, you know.
Well, you know.
Of course, they can always just throw in a tape, too. I mean, you could do that.
Yeah, or watch the reruns, because it'll be rerun three or four different times in the next 24 hours.
That's right.
So. Now, I understand I just missed somebody making note of how... Sister Janine has been doing on.
She's been co-hosting Crossfire this week while the liberals are on vacation. While what's his name, Magala and the Raging Cajun apparently were both on vacation. So she's been sitting there opposite the little bow tie bastard and just reaming him out every night completely and thoroughly. This guy is going to be so glad to have James Carville back or Paul Begala, because Janine just twists him into a pretzel, and it's just amazing to see.
Well, she's an intelligent woman, and she doesn't play the game.
That's right. She is Italian, too.
Well, yeah, that's true too. Yeah. And the thing is, have you noticed that she has become no pun intended, progressively more annoyed as the week goes by?
Yes, I have noticed that.
Yeah. Now tomorrow, I fully expect to see Janine reach across that table and do with that bow tie what Lawrence Harvey did with the handkerchief in the dream sequence of the Manchurian Candidate. You know what I mean?
Now, let's see. I've seen the Manchurian Candidate about three times. First time I saw it, scared the hell out of me. What did he do with the handkerchief?
Strangled.
Oh, his mother. No.
No.
He strangled... Who did he strangle?
Strangled one of the guys on the patrol.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, I got you. Yeah, I would like to see Janine do that. That would be good.
And there's going to be red coloring in that bow tie, not necessarily dye. I mean, and the thing is, in the 50s and 60s, you know, when you saw somebody with a bow tie, there used to be a certain level of dignity to them.
Yeah.
You know, Henry Morgan, Fahey Flynn, people like that.
Well, George Will screwed up the bow tie for everybody.
Well, you know, today, what does a bow tie mean? George Will... Calypso Louis Farrakhan.
Right.
And Tucker Carlson.
It means, the bow tie means, hi, I'm constipated. Does anybody have any Metamucil handy?
And the bow tie is the tourniquet. It's just at the wrong end of the body.
You're absolutely right.
What can I say?
I think you've said it. Thanks, David.
Okay, survive the weekend.
Thank you. I will do fine. Appreciate your call, sir. I love hearing from King David. David used to be, he was the bureau chief of just.com. I think he handled Chicago and Milwaukee. Excellent, excellent writer. if you've never read his stuff. I don't know where you would get King David's stuff now. But every week, I couldn't wait to... And this was what, Kathy, 5 years ago? Five years ago? No, it was more than that, 6 years ago. Great stuff. He kept a bead on... He was like a real good sports writer. You know, I hate sports talk shows, but some of the best writers in the country are sports writers, right? We all know that. Well, King David was one of the best radio writers I have ever come across. And the company he worked for, RadioDigest.com, went belly up. So, anyway, all right, quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
But they chained my mind to an endless tune when they took my only son from me.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears, good life, great price.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
Walmart's long-running campaign to remain union-free got a big boost in the Canadian province of Manitoba yesterday, following an aggressive campaign by Walmart to dissuade its employees from joining the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. Workers at a northern Manitoba store voted by a 61-54 margin against unionization.
There's been an exodus of humanitarian aid workers from Iraq following Tuesday's truck bombing outside of the UN headquarters in Baghdad. All UN workers in the capital are moving to Jordan. UN staff in Tikrit and Mosul are also being evacuated for unspecified security reasons. In Afghanistan, aid workers have also found themselves under fire this week. 20 armed men invaded a camp of workers engaged in finding and disabling leftover landmines near Kabul, beating 5. A group of staff with the UK charity Save the Children also fell victim to an ambush. Nobody was killed, but 2 were wounded.
Flight attendants with one of the nation's only profitable airlines say they want a bigger piece of the pie. Attendants with the Transport Workers Union at Southwest Airlines have gone without a contract for over a year. The union is hoping to win pay increases for its workers, who earn up to 30% less than their counterparts at other airlines. The flight attendants also receive no holiday pay and say they're only paid for time spent in the air, meaning that some Southwest employees work for more than 20 hours a week off the clock.
Discount chain hairstylist Supercuts will pay $3.2 million to settle claims it tried to purge the company of black workers. The case began in 1998 when a regional manager contacted the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, blowing the whistle. The EEOC identified victims in 11 states and Puerto Rico over the span of 5 years. They will all share in the settlement.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Get things in my mind, and I say, let's try this.
Here's Nancy in the background. Nancy.
Oh,
Nancy.
Am I on the air?
Oh.
Hello.
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 Sorry.
You're sorry you're on the air?
I'm glad I didn't say something I really shouldn't have said.
Really? You should have heard what she was telling me a minute ago.
Wow.
Bite me, doughboy.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Thank you.
kids. Here comes your worst nightmare. It's Mike Malloy.
I don't know if we're going to get to these Rumsfeld sound bites tonight or not, since we have like an hour of death and destruction in here. If not tonight, tomorrow. JB is calling from Lincoln City, Oregon. JB, welcome to the program. This is your first time calling, right?
Yes, indeed. Mike, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you?
The Bush baby was out here today.
Yeah, I've been reading about it. I wanted to get to that tonight because he had quite a welcoming committee there. Thousands of protesters just gave him what for. Good for you all. Good for you all.
We just love him here.
Yeah, right.
I have a personal story tonight. Over in Bush was supposed to be in this little town called Camp Sherman in Central Oregon,
right,
and where he was going to give this speech on his Healthy Forest Initiative,
yeah,
which is a euphemism for
destroy
them down,
yeah,
to save them.
Yeah, he likes trees as long as they're not vertical.
So here's what happened. On Tuesday, 2 days before his visit, two fires started within about 2 hours of each other.
I heard about that.
On either side of Camp Sherman. Sherman has been evacuated at about noon today.
Well, you know what that was. That was not arson. That was Satan setting fire because he was just trying to welcome Bush, because Bush is a devil.
I'll tell you.
Who works for Satan, King Satan, Lord Satan. And that was just the devil popped up and went, "Oh, George is coming. Wow, wow." And you have two fires there.
I got to blame you, Mike, for my cynicism now. Since I read The Conspirators,
yeah,
started listening to you, I believe anything from this administration. Anything is possible. They're not above starting fires. Both of these, where the fires started,
sure,
were accessible by trail.
Sure, sure.
There's been no determination of the cause of the fires yet, but they've ruled out
lightning. No lightning.
There's been no storms for the previous 12 days.
Yeah,
so they're going to find out they were caused by arson. I suspect they're going to end up blaming them on Al Qaeda. I have little doubt.
But we know it was one of Karl Rove's black ops. He sent a couple people to go start some fires, because this is what Bush is going to talk about right there. So go start some fires, just like they said, all right, it's time to blow up the UN building in Baghdad, because we need the UN to start picking up some of the cost of this. We got to get some bodies in here. So, and which was no different from, okay, we understand they're going to attack the World Trade Center on September 11th. Okay, let it happen. We want all aircraft down. There is a stand down order for our military. Let them die. These sons of bitches will stop at nothing. Excuse me.
Unbelievable. And my personal
sons of bushes, I should say.
Yes, my personal interest is this fire is within 3 miles now of this place called Black Butte Ranch, which is it's kind of a hoity-toity area. It's in the middle of Central Oregon. It's beautiful, surrounded by jack pine, and it snows in the winter, and it's dry and warm and sunny in the summer. It's beautiful. And? I'm a little broken up.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying.
I've got a piece of property there.
Yeah. So if you found out that the Bush crime family set these fires in order to underscore what this fake president was saying, you would be more than a trifle pissed.
This lot is my nest egg.
Yeah.
These lots are... these lots are fairly 300,000 now. I've had it for quite a while. My brother's got two. House standing on one of them. I don't know if they're going to be able to hold this. It looks pretty bad tonight.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just sick about it.
I hear you.
Sick about all this crap. And another thing, how can this guy? God, we got fires all over the place here. I'm sitting here watching our local TV channel. There's several fires burning in Seattle right now, apparently.
In the Seattle area?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bush comes out here, makes $1 million on his little luncheon, and who has to pick up the bill for his Secret Service and local police protection.
Yeah, well, the taxpayer.
We do.
Yeah, sure.
That's absolutely ridiculous when they're campaigning.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that's got to change.
He's a pig.
This is going to run into millions of dollars.
Of course. He's a pig, and the only thing that's going to change is to get him out of office, JB.
Oh,
hey, listen, thanks for checking in tonight. I hope you're going to be a regular, okay?
Okay, Mike.
All right, sir. I appreciate it. And good luck with your property. I hope that works out. I really do. Dawn is calling from Portland, Oregon. Hey, Dawn.
Hi, Mike.
How are you?
I just really needed to vent tonight after having He Stole My Thunder, having Bush Baby come through town.
Yeah, you were in the thick of it, too. Right?
I am in Portland, and I went to school at that damn university.
Mm-hmm. Where he spoke.
We ran him out of downtown. Last time he came here, he was in downtown Portland, and we ran that summer, beep, out of downtown. He was up in North Portland.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't go through downtown because... Because
he's a coward.
He's a coward.
He's
absolutely
a coward.
You know what? Today, it's so fantastic. Usually, you can't even get within line of sight of the guy.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even see what you got to say.
Right.
And today, people were lining the streets, and he had to look at them and see everybody in unison flip him off as he was driving by. It was fantastic.
That's great. I've got a picture here that comes from KATU.com, which is Channel 2 News in Portland, right? I printed it off their website. Clint in Dearborn, Michigan, sent me the link. But it's two photographs that were on their website, and I printed them both off. One is at the University of Portland, where you see the jackbooted police standing there on one side of a hurricane fence. On the other side, Veterans for Peace, just hundreds, thousands of people. And then another picture with a sign that says, "Save our country, throw the greedy, thieving son of a Bush out." And the article from Channel 2 in Portland was pretty, they gave pretty good coverage to anti-Bush protesters and very little to the handful of morons who were standing in the backs of their pickup trucks. Y'all have pickup trucks out there, too, just like we have down here, right?
Well, you got to go to the outskirts. You know, you got to go out.
Right.
This is Birkenstock country.
Well, I drive.
But I do want to tell you that's something that I did hear. This
okay.
Might reassure you a little bit. Our guy, police chief in town, a guy named Croker, he said today that he's going to be sending the Bush campaign a bill for the security here for what they had to spend.
Good for him.
Is what I heard today on the news.
Yeah.
That they're going to be sent, and it was for $180,000.
Lunch money for the Republicans.
Basically, but we're not going to be footing the tab.
Well,
not this time. We had to foot it for last year when he came through for the Smith campaign, but not this year.
Yeah.
And you know, you keep telling us don't listen to these conservative right wing hacks that are on the radio, because you'll just drive yourself crazy. And I just can't help myself. I don't know what the problem is. I got to wait too long for 6 o'clock for you to come on so I can get on the internet and get my dose of sanity for the day.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how sick I'm getting of listening to these people. Oh, well, the recession started when Clinton was in office. It's not Bush's fault.
Dawn, you got to stop. Now, I'm serious. Your physical and mental health. I don't know. Read, meditate, go for to keep you away from. I'm serious. I do not listen. Kathy, who produces the program, and is also my wife.
Yeah.
When I get in the pickup truck after she's used it, and the radio is on AM, and it's on one of the local stations here, and she says, "Well, I have to listen to this stuff. I can't do it." I immediately switch to NPR, to public radio. But but Kathy will listen to it. She maintains her sanity, but she's starting to slip. She's only been listening to it for about 2 or 3 years. I've been listening to it for about 25.
Yeah, I've been listening to it since the stolen. I didn't really, you know, I was kind of looking at politics, but I didn't really start banging my head against the wall until the stolen election. I just couldn't believe it.
Dawn, trust me on this. It will make you crazy. It will make you crazy. It will cause your premature death. You have to stop listening to the Hannitys and the Limbaughs.
I'm a drunk. I've been sober for 38 months.
Right. Well,
so
I understand.
If I can stop the drink, I can probably do it. But
yes, you can.
It's like, okay, I need to find some alternative just to feed my brain, you know, as far as when is the light at the end of the tunnel not going to be a train?
When Bush and the monstrous criminals who now are in control of this country in the White House, the Senate, and the House are removed from office. That's
how bad does it have to get before people wake up?
I think people are starting to wake up. It's going to get worse. It's going to get much worse. It's going to get much worse because just like the caller right before you suggested, and I absolutely believe in it, that the Bush crime family started those fires. The Bush crime family, my suggestion, had the U.N. building blown up in Baghdad. The Bush crime family was aware of the attack coming on this country.
There's some tapes that are running around there from a guy up in Canada by the name of Barry Zwicker. Have you heard of it?
Oh yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah,
the Great Deception.
This is the naval guy, I think.
He buttoned down at Media TV. I got him from the library. I couldn't believe they actually went and bought him. But it's the first one is a 6-episode explanation, and it's very graphic about the Payne Stewart plane.
Right.
Whenever it went down, and how from the time that that air traffic controller couldn't get in touch with that plane to the time that F-16 had that plane in video in visual sight was 21 minutes.
Right, and it's just.
It's unbelievable.
It is. And I think slowly but surely, even the hardcore brain-dead knuckle-draggers in this country are going to realize that George W. Bush is going to use them for cannon fodder, and eventually Bush will just absolutely destroy the working class, whether it's white, black, Hispanic. He will destroy everything because he is the Antichrist. He is a demon, and his regime has to be removed. Hey, listen, Dawn, thanks for checking in.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, you have a nice evening. And don't forget, stay away from right-wing talk radio. The Antichrist? George Bush is just a cheesy 10-cent president. The Antichrist would have nothing to do with him. Karl Rove is the Antichrist. George is Karl Rove's play toy. This nickel-plated cadre of fundraisers. John Corey, writing for Truth Out. That was his expression. He's got something posted. Actually, it's posted for tomorrow, but if you go to truthout.org, you can read it now. If you don't, I'll post it at my website. The title is A Savage Lie. God, it's astonishing, astonishing what this administration has done to this country, what this administration, the absolute destruction of language, this No Child Left Behind, Clear Skies Initiative, Forest, Preserve Our Forest Initiative, everything they say is a filthy, putrid, vomitous lie. Every single thing, whether it comes out of the filthy mouth of Tom DeLay or the brain-dead jaw of George Bush or the cynical, evil pie hole of Dick Cheney or the psychopathic words coming from Pearl and Wolfowitz and God, how did this happen? You know, if there is a God, and I'm wrong, he or she must be just infuriated at the United States, because we allow slime like Falwell and Dobson and Pat, what's his name? You know who I'm talking about. We allow these people forums in which they say that they represent the divinity. So based on that, when we have and God, this God that I'm talking about probably is just thoroughly disgusted with Osama bin Laden and Al Qaeda and the rest of these religious fanatics. So but the way he punishes or she punishes the United States is by giving us this demon Bush and his demon administration. I don't know how she's going to deal with bin Laden and the Saudis and the rest of these people. But there's a big dark coming, right? Isn't that what Hunter Thompson said? Big dark coming soon. Matthew is calling from Louisiana. Hey, Matthew.
Hi, Mike. You're a real thinker like I am because a lot of those subjects are really interesting.
Yeah.
What inspired me to call you, I wasn't going to at first. I've been reading a lot on the Internet from alternate.com and such. was your statement about God, and if there, you know, that possibly there's not one, and that the situation will never change. Well, and your last two callers made it harder for me to give this admonestation or whatever you call it to liberals, because I don't think we organize.
Uh-huh.
We do not organize like the right wing does. My mother was in church the other day talking about how it's a tradition in the, I think it was the Baptist church, the Pentecostal church, one of these,
mm-hmm.
that they talk about politics, that they inspire their community to be active in politics.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it is part of their creed, just about.
I spent an awful lot of my formative years in a Southern Baptist convention, SBC church, and
yeah.
Of course, I was young, but all I remember is the lake of fire and demons were going to devour me if I didn't do thus and such. But I don't remember very much political activism. Of course, it was in the 50s, so maybe that had something to do with it. You know.
Well, I live in the South now. I've been here about 3 years, and I'm not quite used to it, but a lot of Southern Baptists here.
Well, I've been living in the South for 30 years. Listen, you're in for a rocky road, Matthew. Hang on, bro.
Okay.
Especially living in Monroe, Louisiana.
Yeah, I'm here.
Ow!
and your words on religion, for me, where I'm at right now, are very inspiring, because I see that as I'm unfortunately a diehard radical and trying to get to the root of, what is the basic problem here
mm-hmm.
that we have blinders on in America, and we say, oh, we've got our SOUVs.
Yeah.
You know, we don't care. We've got our Saturday Night Live. We don't care.
Well, stay tuned to this program and call in as often as you can, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Matthew. All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Unsurpassed, surplus gone, so fast, divided, not united. What's he want to do now? What's he going to try? Does he really think Armageddon is nigh? Does he care if children die? La, 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 la. Put him in a straitjacket, there's no doubt. Let the psychiatrist figure him out. Listen while the demonstrators cheer and shout. We'll all feel better in the morning.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Thieves in High Places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
I want everyone to listen up and understand clearly. We need some good weekday programming ideas. I don't know why no one is writing this down.
Oh, geez. Oops.
We need some good weekday programming ideas that will appeal to all angles and opinions of all listeners. Any ideas? Johnson.
Oh, you said the wrong name.
It's Jameson, sir.
Jackson, Johnson, Jasper, whatever.
Maybe we can pick up Limbaugh and convince him to move more to the middle.
That's good. Get out of my office. Yeah, get out. Jeez. You're an idiot.
Durr.
Spicoli.
It's Smith, sir.
Yeah. Give me something good.
Why don't we just have some shows that will appeal to everyone's opinion? It'll make the listener base more diverse and make for a good show.
A talk show that everyone will listen to because their opinions will be supported by other listeners and welcomed by the show host. That's brilliant. Good job, Swanson.
You're on the ball.
Everyone take this next holiday off.
Wait, someone has to work. Doug Steffen's live.
Come on.
The
best in progressive talk radio, weekdays, on the only progressive talk radio network there is, i.e. America Radio Network.
Greetings, everybody. This is Ramsey Pollard, Jr., the host of IE America's Sunday afternoon travel show, Ramblin' with Ramsey, on air 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Almost every Sunday, I travel to some location to offer you the opportunity of not only receiving wonderful printed material about the location, but to win a prize, maybe a couple of nights in a hotel or a resort or T-shirts or fudge. Oh, yes, there's always a lot of fudge. Come on, tune us in on your radio or go to ieamericaradio.com. I'll be there.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Restoring balance to talk radio. Here's Mike Malloy.
Earlier, regarding the protests for Too Stupid to Be President out in Portland, I quoted for you KATU, Channel 2 News out there, which was on the scene. And their lead for today, thousands of protesters jeered Bush's motorcade Thursday as it rolled into the gated private campus of the University of Portland, where Bush was to address a Republican fundraiser. It's the first four words. Thousands of protesters jeered. And then, and I'll post this on my website tonight, and then they interviewed several people, and you can look at the pictures, and it's just an enormous crowd. George just emailed me and said that CNN said 250 protesters showed up. Right. I'm going to post this to the website, too. This thing, A Savage Lie, written by John Corey, it's a pretty incredible piece of writing. Let me see if I can just get a couple lines in here before we have to bail. This war is a lie, a savage and brutal lie, but a lie nonetheless. Each day of loss and devastation forces the liars to revise the words of their deceit, and each destructive day forces a supportive, supine press corps to find new ways to avert their eyes from the truth. Preemptive policy is an unholy alliance having its own axis of evil, which is greed, arrogance, and deception. Vacations are not to be interrupted for this dime store president and his nickel-plated cadre of fundraisers. The image of a leader heading to the White House and working in the name of peace and international stability is not as important as the drive for campaign money and supporting the theft of democracy in California and Texas and elsewhere in America. And it is that attitude that explains what is going wrong in Iraq, Afghanistan, Indonesia, and throughout the Middle East. The bombing of UN headquarters in Baghdad was a message that is falling on deaf ears. The attack was not entirely about the UN, but more to warn the world that if you ally with Bush Incorporated, they cannot keep you safe. It is dangerous company to keep. That's scary stuff. And the rest of this essay written by John Corey for Truth Out is pretty intense. Hi. Big thanks to our chief engineer in Detroit, Bill Vellner, for coming into the studio up there and straightening things out tonight. Also, Catherine Bay for producing the program. Thank you. Our announcer, of course, Robin Bittman. Mark Marshall of MaximumInteractive.com, our webmaster. Thank you, Mark. And as always, a big thank you to Jim, our Arkansas Music Bureau Chief. If you want to support a real Democrat for the Senate, visit SkinnerTheWinner.com and donate if you can. Okay? I'll see you tomorrow night, I hope. I really hope. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
What do you think I like about commuting with nature as much as I do, being on the tractor as much time as I do, or spending time with the animals?
Spitting diesel into the ozone layer? Yeah, you're at one with nature.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, and you will atone.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call, 1-800.